Why not Godzuki? I feel like you don't give Godzuki enough.
Man, you just spoiling it all, man. That was just a read.
Yeah, I'm going to say it again.
All right. All right.
Noose.
I mean, way more news.
Noose.
Noose.
Some boobagets.
Noose.
Oh, let's talk about Brian trying to get back into snooze.
Snooze, huh?
I'm not.
Take a note there.
You're not? You're contemplating it.
No, I want to. There's a lot of things I want to do that I probably won't.
Eat ass.
No. I'd rather get back into snooze.
What about putting snooze pouch in your dick hole?
I don't want to. I feel like I already have a loose.
You have a loose dick hole?
Yeah, it's not like as tight as it used to be.
That's why the snooze would fit
better.
I basically have a vagina at the edge, at the tip of my penis.
See what happens with age is your dick hole just gets bigger. You're gonna have prolapse dick hole.
I have a little pink sock hanging out of my dick hole.
Get a whole baby out of that dick hole.
I wish. Ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money funk sucker on a Hummer that gets in my way. So I'll tell you what. When your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now can you dig it? Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first quantum power podcast live from the Thicken Farms compound in the Beta Curtain District, your star players, Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude. Welcome, ladies, gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and grizzly host, Gemini Jackson, somewhere in the quantimino with model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Hey.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
Hey, yo.
Joins us from the other side of Glory Hole. Now, let's get this party started with XX Quantimino.
DXQ
for me and you. Me and you.
We'll work on it.
And on the not so bright side, in light of the recent Apple Zero Day and Pegasus spyware, let's talk about it. I'm wondering how you guys feel about knowing that your phone was hacked for like 6 months.
Not great.
About it. Wait, what?
Yeah, man. Pegasus spyware.
So who installed it? What did they get from me? What's the deal?
Well, let me tell you about installed. It's a zero-day, zero-click spyware, so it didn't need any of your intervention. It was just a flaw in the system.
Oh, so Apple got the information.
It's not installed. It's a flaw in the system. Like, someone can just port through it.
I see.
Like the Matrix?
Yeah, kind of.
If you are on a network,
yeah,
someone could get into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is basically all iPhones.
But, like, your cell network really wouldn't... Like, if you joined a public Wi-Fi at a Starbucks, then someone could get your shit. But if you... Or, like, someone in your work network could get your shit, if they so wanted to. But well, I don't think over the air they could get into your shit.
Yeah, but, you know, this thing did exist, and it was, like, could be exploited. And it was exploited for, like, journalists.
Yeah, by the FBI, probably.
Yeah, and probably FBI. But, like, think about this. Like,
journalists.
The clock's running for, like, 6 months. Mm-hmm. Like, how long would it take to get everything off your phone? Like, your photos, your text messages, emails?
Not that long.
Yeah, it'd take, like, maybe a couple days at most if it was, like, on a fast network.
Yeah, if it was, like, gigs and gigs of shit.
Yeah. So how crazy is that if with the idea that someone could just have everything off your phone, like, on an imaged version of you and can easily steal your identity if there was, like, some sort of... key logger or something.
Oh, no. Right? I mean,
I have a lot of information.
Everybody
in my
stores
notes.
Their fucking passwords.
In the notes?
Well, in like your passport.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Fuck.
Or like your credit card information's on there.
Look, I've already accepted that I'm fucked. And
yeah, me too.
I mean, I'm just waiting for the shit to hit the fan.
I'm just saying.
I'm just waiting for the time I need to get a new social security number.
Right.
Do they give those? They give you hotcakes now. Can you really get a freshie?
If everything's like so wrecked, yeah. But then I think it restarts your credit.
But that could be good if it's bad.
Well,
I mean, I've been like putting some work in to get my credit better. So if they had to,
this
start
could have
over,
been a shortcut.
It could have. You could, yeah.
Yeah.
I could have just like blasted my passwords all over the internet and just waited.
So Brian was giggling about Taco about it.
Yeah, when I was giggling at how you just kind of, it wasn't like a joke. It was just like, this
yeah,
is what I'm going
sees
to
these
say.
Notes.
It's just a note, man.
Because apples aren't tacos.
And that's all you need to know about Pegasus. In Apple Zero
so
days.
I just like it. I giggled at how you just kind of, you know, went over it.
Nonchalantly. Because it's a note, and that wasn't the topic.
But I think people could hear that. I think they can hear the taco. They didn't think you said talk about it. They heard
you pronounce the O.
So to bring this like around to the next topic.
Yes, I mean, it's not great.
That's my summary about
this Pegasus stuff. Yeah. Not great.
But knowing that like your stuff is out there in the zeitgeist and like anyone could have it as if your entire life was turned into public record.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy, right?
It would be crazy
if
that happened.
It's like getting that stuff in the zeitgeist.
Zeitgeist.
Oh, and that's... But then, so the next thing has the word zeitgeist in it.
Zeitgeist.
So that's the segue.
Yeah, here's a challenge. Get the phrase blessed like Peter North in the zeitgeist.
Okay, what's Peter North?
You know Peter North.
Do I know Peter North?
Don't act like you don't know Peter North.
Who is Peter? Oh, he's I looked it up when you said this.
He's a pornographer.
He's a pornographer. He fucks women
and men.
And men? He's a bisexual guy?
Yeah, Matt Ramsey.
Matt Ramsey.
Who's Matt Ramsey?
That was his stage name
before he went into straight porn.
Start off on gay porn.
Oh, so gay porn, he was Matt Ramsey. Straight porn, he's Peter North.
You know why they do that? Gay porn pays more.
Ramsey.
And that's how you get your, like back then, that's how you would get
got
your foot
your
in the door to do the straight porn.
Hey, you wanna fuck some broads? Let's
butt
see
Ramsey.
How you fuck some dudes.
Yeah, it was like the gang initiation.
It's more
Jump
money?
Them
is
in.
It just because people don't want to be like publicly gay, so they pay them more to get the, why is it more money to get?
It's more desirable to have sex with women if you're a heterosexual
man. Oh, so it's like
man.
The pay, this is part of the payment.
It's hazard pay.
Do you think Matt Ramsey enjoyed it, though?
I'm sure he came. Speaking of coming.
Otherwise, he wouldn't be good at his job.
Speaking of coming, this is what he's famous for.
Coming. Blessed. Oh, so he has a big hog?
No, not necessarily a massive hog, but
he throws ropes.
He throws ropes.
Really?
This dude's
like notorious
no,
ropes?
It's notorious. Yeah. The Peter North.
Put on a raincoat.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about the condom.
Like nine roper.
You know, I don't think about it a lot, but I think I would like to throw more ropes.
Yeah.
With more power.
You can.
By saving the juice?
No, by like eating better.
Really?
So yeah. You're saying you wish you were blessed like Peter North?
I do. I didn't think I would say that, but yeah.
I mean, who doesn't want to just...
Have gallons?
Ejaculate gallons of cum. Who doesn't want to do
There's
that?
There's a lot of women out there who are fucking
gallons.
Cum freaks, dude. I talked to some women on the
Let's
regular...
hear about this.
Who fuck it, who just like cover me in your cum, dump it in me, cum in my ass... Coming to my tits.
Are they not saying that because that's what you want to hear?
Yeah,
they could.
They probably do. And you do want to hear it.
I do want to hear it. So maybe they're picking up on that. But I think some of them really, I mean, it's the...
Very few.
But what about, okay, they at least want you to come inside of their pussy and they find that hot.
Because of
Raw
the temperature
dog?
Of your cum?
No, because they just, there's something, they want the cum because that's
wired,
biological.
They're wired
it's
to eat your cum.
It's instinctual, it's evolutionary, they want your fucking cum in the
They're
puss.
Wired to eat your cum with their vagina.
Maybe they just want to see Brian's O-face.
I mean, maybe.
Maybe you should see the O-face, you know, oh.
It's like that. It's, without the noise.
With some tears and a little tear at the end. And he's like huffing and puffing from like a long bath crying.
The bottom lip action.
What do you call that noise? What would that be called? The quivering? It's more than quivering.
What is that? Burrito, what is that
it's
called?
It's like flap. It's flapping.
Blubbering?
Blubbering.
Blubbering?
That's close.
Yeah.
Blustering?
So yeah, Peter North is pretty old school. Burrito, were you aware who Peter North was before we put on the DXQ?
Before we made you look him up on Wikipedia?
No, I knew.
Okay.
He knew. Everybody knows that load.
I didn't.
Yeah.
And what was his like signature? It was like the massive load, right?
Yeah.
On the face or just anywhere?
Dude, it's the volume.
I mean,
when you have as much, when you're blessed like Peter North, you can hit him in the face, in the tummy, on the ass,
all at the same time.
All at the same time.
Tummy.
No joke.
Come on my tummy.
And it's not like it's the thing was, the first one was powerful. But then the subsequent ones were more powerful than the one before.
That's movie magic, dude.
No, man.
No cuts?
This
guy was blessed.
Yeah. There was no load in anything. It was just
It's like the
live.
First one was just like, and then the girl's like, oh, okay. Hey, wow, that was a lot. And then he's like.
Dude, I mean, you don't buy this, dude. They cut it. They give him a break.
No, it's like when he's finishing.
Yeah.
His finishing move is one rope, two, three.
Oh,
four,
I see what you're
five,
saying. It's
six,
one.
Seven, eight.
Good God, really?
Yeah.
I thought you meant it was like the next time he came,
oh,
but it
no,
was
no,
like
no.
during.
No.
I got one.
Okay, here we go.
This ice cream sundae is blessed like Peter North.
That's a blast to buy.
That's what I was thinking. Oh, yeah,
It's got a lot of.
It's got a lot of good. It's a lot of whipped
cream.
Just a lot of white stuff. I think
we'll work on getting that into getting the kids to say blessed like Peter North.
Speaking of ice cream, or like maybe what is it called? Like
a frosty.
Frosties.
Speaking of frosties.
Yeah. So hypothetically, Wendy's is closing, but you can get one more order of your favorites one last time. What's your meal?
Oh, I see. I get it now. When I read this earlier, I thought you were saying they are closing.
There's just a location that's closing, which inspired me to think, what if all of Wendy's closed?
A single location is closing now. Let's fast forward to when Taco Bell's the only restaurant.
It's kind of like the last meal question, but this is specifically Wendy's.
Wendy's is one of my least favorites.
Wow. I feel like it's good quality. Is it? But it's like, well, it's better quality now than it was growing up.
Okay, maybe I need to give it a shot.
They got purple onions.
Ooh.
I'd have to go with a spicy chicken sandwich because it's a very much like a signature menu item of theirs. I can feel
that's
like,
what
like
I was
the,
thinking too,
the
like...
front runner of the high quality chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
I like their nugs.
See, good I nugs. Would probably get fucked up on some nuggets because that's like.
Why not both?
And a chocolate frosty.
Oh, you're going chocolate
frosty?
You know
what's real nostalgic for me?
What's that?
Those little tiny cubes of ham in their salad bar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you could just scoop it? You get as much ham as you wanted?
I think so. I mean, I don't know.
Love that,
I just remember those little tiny cubes.
Yeah.
That was Wendy's, right?
Are you sure that's not bacon?
I don't know, man.
No, I know what he's talking about. I don't know if it was at Wendy's, but I know what he's talking about.
In their salads, right?
Yeah, in their salads.
Okay.
Like a chef's salad? It was
like
cut
a house salad?
The ham was cut into little cubes.
Cubed ham?
I think you're the only person that ordered that because I don't remember it.
Yeah, who the fuck?
I didn't order it.
Okay.
It was either my mom or my grandma who would get the salad.
Oh, they're eating healthy at Wendy's.
Yeah, and then I would just be like, can I get those hams?
Hams.
That's what he would want as his last meal. Just the cubed hams.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Just a bowl full of cubed
hams. Bowl full of cubed hams. You know, I'd get a cup of chili even though they tell you not to get the chili.
Why do they tell you not to get the chili?
It's leftover burgers.
It's leftovers.
Like the beef that doesn't sell
really?
The day before it goes in the chili.
Oh.
Nah, that's okay.
Why would you make fresh chili like that?
No, I think it's okay.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's a stew.
But I think my favorite is like the Dave's Classic.
R.I.P. Dave, dude. There you go. He seemed like a nice guy.
What if he was a scumbag?
He might have been a scumbag.
What do you think his crime was?
He was a capitalist.
I don't really
pig.
Want to tell you what his crime was.
It has to do with
being
Wendy,
a capitalist.
It actually doesn't have to do with Wendy. It actually has to do with
square patties.
Square patties.
Oh no,
that's his biggest
human
crime.
Meat. Human meat.
Yeah.
So we got to have the frosty. We
got
to have the frosty.
I ain't got any squares
frosty.
On me.
Oh, no, not yet.
Throwing in like some chicken nuggets in there, too. And
some
then your
cubed
choice
ham.
Between a chef salad with cubed ham.
No, just cubed ham.
Oh, just cubed ham.
Right,
I don't
burrito?
Think
you don't
make
want
that
the
an
salad,
entree.
Right?
You can throw the salad
no,
away and just
the
eat
salad.
The cubed ham.
Who the fuck
just
wants
pick
the salad?
Cubed ham out of it.
I guess
it has to be an entree.
That's an nostalgic part.
We have to make this marketable.
Is you picking the cubed ham out.
Yeah.
And you don't forget the salad, right?
Yeah, just toss
it. Well, you
that
still
shit
dip the fries
trash.
In the frosty. Enjoy
get the nuggets
the
in the frosty.
Nuggets. Oh, you dip your nuggets
yeah,
in the
I would
frosty.
Yeah,
dip
it
the chicken sandwich in the frosty.
There you go.
I like the little circle bacons.
Canadian bacon?
Oh, yeah, like the Baconator.
Yeah, like the bacon.
Well, no, like
one.
The bacon.
Oh, yeah.
The
it's a strip.
Junior,
like a circle,
the junior
right?
bacon, yeah.
Into like a circular
yeah, it's like a bacon patty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's gross.
Like they're frying up cheap ass bacon.
It's soggy, man.
They have way too many like geometric patties at that place, dude. They got a square patty. They got a cubed patty. They got what?
They got a cubed ham.
Cubed ham. They got
a circle bacon.
And they got a cylindrical bacon patty.
It's not patty.
Look, this is how I learned my shapes. I went to Wendy's.
What's this? Bacon. No, the shape, you idiot.
His teacher was a redhead.
Soikle.
Soikle.
Soikle. Patties is squares. No, you're wrong. I go to Burger King. They serve it soikle burgers.
These are like Newsies kids.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
You're disgusting.
Soikle.
You go to
Slam City Rascals.
You eat fucking circle burgers?
Bikers?
Did your mother raise you wrong?
Did you say nostalgia earlier?
I think somebody did. Speaking of.
You know what's nostalgic?
The fucking 90s.
The saddest song.
Oh, the saddest.
Okay. Saddest song of the 90s.
Of the 90s. You know what's sad? When people say vintage 90s.
Hey, man, if you really do the math, it's like 30 years ago.
Yeah,
no, I know.
If you think about when you were saying that, you were kind of thinking of what, 60s, 70s music?
Yeah.
That was 30 years ago when you were thinking about that.
So the reason this got brought up is we were listening to Mazzy Star.
Ooh.
Fade Into You.
Fade Into You.
The saddest 90s song.
This is Brian's saddest song of the 90s.
And just imagine being Mazzy Star.
Mazzy Star, Fade Into You.
You know that one?
It's an acoustic song.
I think you might have to.
Can he hear it?
No, he can't hear it if you play it.
I think he can. I gotta do it.
No,
right,
he can't. He can't hear,
can't hear it.
Are you sure?
I can't
hear it. Yeah, because he only hears my microphone.
I wanna know.
Now you gotta sing it properly.
I can't.
Or hear yourself back doing it. Yeah, that song. Foreigner? That was the 80s.
Anyway, I wish you would know it. I wish we could play it for you, Burrito, because I think you'd recognize it. But it's like,
Do you have your audio on? Like, if you play it loud enough, you might be able to hear it.
Oh, this is gonna sound great for radio.
No, this is this is great for Burrito.
I mean, I got my.
Yeah, you could just look it up yourself.
I could just look it up myself.
Yeah. Do yourself a favor.
I'll look it up later.
Oh. This is what he's telling you, Brian.
You need to sit your little sexy.
Do you want me to look it up? Wait, what's it called?
Fade Into You. Nope, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, that's a real bad idea.
Okay.
No, you don't have to unmute your shit. Just over your. Oh, you do have to unmute your shit. Okay, never mind. He can look it up. He's a grown ass man.
I got it.
Just enough to tell us if you've heard it before.
Yeah, play it for us, actually.
Yeah, bring it up to the mic a little bit.
Oh, that's perfect.
Sounds great. That's a fairly new iPhone, too, so. Yeah.
This was on the radio in the 90s, dude. Just imagine you're on the beach having a good time.
Getting like, some Roadhead.
They're playing like some poppy shit, and then this comes on, dude. And you're just like, everyone just kind of sinks inside of their own brain and thinks about life and death and the regrets.
Sad song, though.
Maybe it was just on college radio. Maybe it wasn't on Top 40.
I've never heard that.
Really?
Wow. Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think?
Add it to your list. Bring it up. You'll get yourself all the ladies.
What's your saddest song of the 90s, Burrito? Is it the beer
Me?
Song?
It is a 90s song,
no,
right?
Actually, this was one of those that...
You got stumped on?
I had, like...
I got mine.
I had an initial gut reaction like you usually do.
Okay.
And I usually do. Just throwing it out there. This is Arthur.
I'm not the only one.
And I looked it up, and I listened to it, and then I just let it play, you know, like on the... You know, it'll be like that song's radio station.
Don't tell us that you started to cry. Do not tell us that you started to cry.
No,
don't pick Harley Quinn.
So I just started like going through all the songs that came up on this radio,
sad
and I was
song
like,
radio?
"Holy shit!" No, it wasn't sad. It was just it 90s was like
sad
90s
song radio,
alternative music, I guess.
Okay.
And so it totally took me back to like Paradise junior City. High and high school and stuff. I was Super like, "Oh shit, yeah!" But then I started going down this rabbit hole of, "Oh my gosh!" Like, there's a lot of depressing ass songs in the 90s, and then it became a little overwhelming.
Oh no!
Yeah, but I think I'm gonna stick with. My initial gut reaction.
Yeah.
But
the beer song.
And then I started looking up
sad songs. You Googled sad
songs. Yeah, like sad songs of the 90s. And like Everclear came up.
Oh wow.
And I was like, holy
I'm
crap,
still
like,
living with your ghost.
Santa Monica.
A ton of their songs are like super depressing.
Lonely and dreaming of the West Coast.
So can we expand on the question a little bit?
Santa Monica.
Let's talk about like the saddest song. Is that the saddest song to you, or is it just sad in general? Like a
whichever.
With one headline.
Oh, that's a pretty sad one.
I think I have my song
now. This was one sad that could to be you or sad
whatever
song.
The fuck you,
pretty wide.
It's what definition
it's is. What you want, but Mazzy Star Fade Into You is just sad objectively.
So tell me why it's sad, Brian.
It's just like it's slow pace and it's like...
A broken girl singing a broken song.
She's just like, she's feeling it. It's very emotional.
Guitar.
It's sad. I don't know. It's just...
But
you can just hear it.
It sounds like a love song to me. Like it's dream pop, so it's a very.
But she's not enjoying it. She doesn't
is
sound like she's
enjoying
the love.
It?
You're enjoying her.
I'm enjoying her, but I'm like, I want to fuck her, but I know she's sad. I want to fuck this sad woman.
Yeah, but that you everybody kind of does.
Yeah.
Want to fuck a sad woman?
Yeah.
Everybody kind of does.
But it's so sexual. Anyway, so okay, Brian, what was your impulse? What was your thing?
Why was it sad?
No, what is it?
No, tell us
first. What is it?
No, I'm going to save it for the end.
Okay. Yeah.
My spiel. All
right,
Dissecting your question, defining the answer.
Okay.
Synthesis.
Red Hill, bless you
analysis.
Like Peter North.
There are songs that have like sad lyrics that don't sound sad.
Like
you know what I mean?
Like Santa Monica.
Yeah, like Everclear songs.
I'm still living
like,
with your ghost.
And this isn't the right decade, but like Pumped Up Kicks.
There were some like Our Lady Peace songs that
were
pretty
Don't do it.
You know?
Yeah.
I know you want to, but don't do it.
I forgot
about listeners,
our
you can do it to yourself.
Yeah, do it to yourself.
Ask and yourself why.
Do it to the person next to you.
Ask yourself why.
Do you do it to the don't person do it. Next to you.
And then I was thinking, you know, like the whole razor blade suitcase CD
Bush
is
sad.
Somber,
Steve Albini.
You know, but a lot of those songs I realized when I started listening to them are more angry.
Mm. I mean, Bush was
and
kind of angry.
Angsty. You
Bush
know?
Had a song called Testosterone. They're pretty angry.
Angsty doesn't count.
And then I kind of drifted into R&B.
Yes,
there you go.
Yes, here we go.
Oh, I didn't even think
here
about
we go.
That.
90s.
This is where I'm. This is where I'm going.
Right?
Oh, wow.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
Oh, no,
is that
that's not mine.
Maybe what you're thinking. Oh, okay. Nope.
Was that yours?
I think you just spelled
his name. No, it didn't turn out to be. Or the Fugees.
Oh yeah, that's a sad. That's sad.
Killing Me Softly.
Killing Me Softly.
But both of those, I bring both of those up because both of those are remakes.
Yeah, sure.
From 70s
True.
Songs. So was I was like, then? Well, are those really 90s songs or not?
Yeah.
They're 90s performances.
Yeah.
90 performances. Okay.
They are songs.
Okay. You would
they
are specifically
songs,
say it's the Fugees
came out of
me
the
softly.
90s.
So, and then I was thinking.
Real
Hurt.
Big fish beer.
Oh, I forgot about
that. Man, that's my answer.
Industrial
Fred?
Emo. How could I forgot?
But that came out in 2002. That came out in
2002.
Yeah,
wait,
wow.
Did you say Hurt?
Yes.
He was talking about Johnny Cash's Hurt.
Johnny
Cash.
Oh,
no, I'm talking about Nine Inch Nails Hurt. 94.
Nine Inch Nails Hurt.
That is what he's talking about.
No, he's talking about Johnny Cash's recording.
That's what Art's talking about.
Yeah, if I had my... Sorry, I stepped on your song.
Dick.
No,
Dick.
It's fine.
Dick.
That's why it's the saddest song.
Stepped
but yeah,
on
I
dick.
Was thinking like...
Man, Burrito did research.
The Johnny Cash version, and I was like, oh, when did that come out?
Yeah.
But it was 2002, and I was like, ah. But I was like, maybe it's still a 90s song? But anyway, so
the
I was
original
go
recording
strictly,
is a 90s song.
The original recording is a 90s song.
But that's
song.
Not the rules.
That was my answer.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay, but well, not Johnny Cash.
No, not Johnny Cash. But
I
respect them
Nine
both.
Inch Nails, the Nine Inch Nails version is pretty sad.
I heard.
I'm going to keep it all
more
in the 90s.
Today.
I'm going to go
here's
with
answer,
my
guys.
Initial reaction. It's The Freshman by The Verve Pipe.
Oh, I fucking love it.
The beer song.
I fucking love it, though.
No.
Here's the thing.
Guilt stricken some
hey, you know what?
On the floor.
I feel you, man. And
that
song
is a great
song. I did look up The Verve Pipe in the past 3 months,
man.
Because I was on one of those 90s flings. And then
you know they made no money on that song?
That's Verve. Wait, which one?
Yeah, that's the Verve.
That's Verve.
Yeah. You confused us, man, and no one else.
And hey,
now
but
I'm guilt stricken.
I've never felt sad listening to that song. That song does nothing to me.
Not even
you know
the
what song
that's
does
crying?
Do something to you guys though.
Wallflowers.
Your answer.
Although we've come to the end of the road, still I can't let go.
B2M.
Yeah. It's so natural. I belong to you. You belong to me.
Oh, wait. Honorable mention. Wait, we can do some honorable mentions.
I thought that was his answer.
That's mine.
No, I know, but I was just going to say.
It's so much sadder than Mazzy Star.
No,
it is,
dude.
It's four dudes.
It's four dudes crying.
Yeah, but there's like, that's like. It's kind of fun.
Although we've come to the end of the
road. It's like
the
production is. It's not like that. It's not. It's this is depressing, this song.
Why is
well,
it depressing?
That's Star?
I don't think those lyrics are depressing,
like,
man.
Bittersweet.
I think it's a love song.
Bittersweet versus depressing. Those are two edges of sadness.
You're right. That's bittersweet.
Yeah.
This one's
Bittersweet Symphony.
This one's just sad.
Yeah.
Also, okay, some honorable mentions would be Iris by the Goo Goo
there
Dolls.
There you go.
No, tell me all.
Is that 90s then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, has
Square
to be.
In the
90s. You're not going to have Goo Goo Dolls past 98.
Nothing
you're
mentionable.
Just not.
Not even Slide?
Yes.
Slide's
he has Ellen hair.
Way in the it's same album. That's a great song, too.
How about Black Balloon? I think that
love
was
Black Balloon. Same album.
Oh, really?
Dizzy
it
Up
was
the Girl.
Black Balloon. Yeah, Dizzy Up the Girl was
it had
hot
some bangers,
shit.
Yeah. It had some
Dizzy
real
girl,
shitty songs, too.
Dizzy Up the Girl, they should have just titled that, Wetting Up the Panties.
So that was your honorable mention, Brian. Do we have any other honorable mentions?
Burrito had a lot of honorable mentions.
Yeah, I had a lot already.
So yours was Hurt by Nine Inch Nails.
Nine Inch Nails,
huh?
Yes.
Jesus.
His version scares me more than makes me sad. That's scary, dude.
I'm really going like lyrically on that song.
Yeah.
And that is very,
that's
a very sad
depression.
Song.
But Johnny Cash's version is just straight up fucking sad, dude. Makes me cry anytime I watch the video.
I feel like Johnny Cash isn't as sad as Trent Reznor's.
It's how Johnny aligned with that song at that point in his life.
I feel like Johnny's was more,
he died,
exactly,
like,
a little
soon
more
after.
Like,
had Johnny Cash done it in the 80s.
A little
or,
more triumphant.
You know.
it feel to
hit
it
as hard.
But he, what do you mean?
He
if
recognized
he had done a
who
different
he was.
Song?
If no, he did it at a different time.
If he did it at
it's not a song.
Time.
I mean,
because
it is a
like,
song,
he
but
reclaimed
it's not a song.
Himself. It's kind of like a
using Trent's lyrics.
It's exactly. It's kind of like a
he owns you know, it, dude. In yeah. my book, he owned it.
It's his song now.
And also, the video is very like it's just
he's
it's
on
a crown video.
Of, he's on a crown of shit.
No, he's on a crown of thorns.
Thorns. Yeah, he's not. He doesn't
he's on a,
shit, dude.
He's on a throne.
He did one of those radio friendly
things. He's on a throne of shit.
No, but he didn't do it because of radio. He did it because of Christ.
Jesus himself.
I don't know, man. Do you just change people's lyrics like that?
He changes it. He's
Johnny
like,
Cash
I'm not wearing. I'm
Johnny Cash.
I'm Johnny Cash.
Trent, I'm
going to
change
the
lyrics.
Cash.
He didn't want to blaspheme.
He just didn't want to say shit.
I do have
he didn't
a beer
blaspheme.
Song.
Oh, no. Beer song.
Yeah.
No, Freshman was already the beer song.
Yeah, Freshman was the beer song.
Number two.
That one's pretty big, though.
Yeah.
Freshman was pretty popular, guys.
There's a deep cut on the first Everclear.
Tell us about
Sparkle
it.
And Fade.
Heartspark dollar sign?
Summerland. From
how's
the
it go?
That's an extra deep cut.
That's a beer song if I've ever heard it.
But it's the song that has Sparkle and Fade in the lyrics.
Ah. The title of the album.
Titular.
That's deep, man.
Yeah, the title of the album.
How did you
I'm still living with your ghost.
Name three songs on Sparkle and Fade that really
Lonely
impressed
and dreaming
you.
Of the West Coast.
There's one, Santa Monica. Name another one.
What else do they do?
I don't want to be your bedtime.
Oh.
I just want to be your sweet lunch anymore. Yeah, what else did they do? Man, I know there's a lot of Everclear songs.
Yeah, Everything to Everyone.
Don't know that.
Father
that
of Mine. I think those were
Is that on the same
Father
album?
Father of Mine.
Not on Sparkle and Fade.
Everything
Santa Monica.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Those are on after.
I think Heartspark Dollar Sign was another one on there, which was also
single. And the child got it clean.
You make me feel like a whore. I don't know that one.
There you
one.
Go. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Did they cover Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison?
I believe
everyone
so.
Did.
Okay. Anyways, okay.
Peter North covered Brown Eyed Brian.
Yeah.
And, was
and his dimples. You couldn't even see Brian's dimples.
He covered me, dude.
You blessed like Peter
his
North.
His cum gutters. His face cum gutters.
Oh, my God. Damn, I am a bad little boy.
Speaking of bad little boys, how about some spy agents?
What is this?
James Bond, bad little boy.
Bond.
We were talking about Sean James Connery Bond. Being the best James Bond and how he pronounced pussy as pushy.
Pushy.
And,
you're being a little pushy.
How would he say, you're being a little pushy?
You same know? Way.
You're being a little pushy.
You'll never know.
Are you calling me a pussy?
Or are you saying I'm being pushy?
No, you're being a little pushy. You're the man now, dog.
You got to hit
man
women.
Now, dog. You're the man now, dog.
That was a regrettable quote.
I don't think it was.
I agree. I don't think he ever tried to.
I don't think he regretted it.
I don't think he recanted it at all.
And I think, you know,
sometimes
he made
when
some good
hysterical.
Points. Sometimes when they are hysterical.
You've tried everything.
Punch the keys.
Pretty much. Anyway, gender-bending James Bond, that bad little boy.
Oh, ooh. Yeah, he's a bad
so
little
like
boy.
So like a Jenny Bond?
Is that what you would go with, Jenny?
Has that already been written?
I was thinking Jamatha.
I don't know. Oh, what, Jamatha?
I was thinking a name that doesn't
British.
Exist and shouldn't exist. Jamatha.
It's like if you got James and Tabitha together.
It would be Jamie.
No, Jamie's a dude's name.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It is, but it's also a woman's name.
Jamatha is definitely not a dude's name.
Jamatha is definitely not a name.
You don't know that it's definitely not.
I think it should be
like
Jemima
Gemma?
Bond.
Oh, no.
I think Gemma is a
Bond.
British name, right?
Bring her back.
What are you talking
free
about?
Papa John, bring back Jemima.
McFly line.
Yeah, that's the McFly line for today, ladies and gentlemen.
That's the first
brought
one.
Brought to you by
that's
Julio
the first
Tejas.
McFly line. Get out of here, dude. I'm
so
fired
talk,
up.
Let's talk about Jenny Bond.
Jenny Bond, burrito.
Jemima.
Or Gemma.
Oh.
Gemma is short for
Jemima.
Gemma
is short for Jemima.
Let's talk about Jemima Bond.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel
I'm into
seen
it.
Now.
I watch a Lady Bond.
Yeah, but does it have to be James Bond?
Right? Yeah, you're just like
right.
You're just trying
does
to prove a point.
Does it have to be
that?
007?
Why couldn't it just be
008 or whatever?
Could it be 005 or
MI6?
Well,
other agents?
007 is
a different
0069.
How about 00D?
Well, I think they would end up doing something
is it
like
a rank?
Yeah, yeah, it's a designation.
Oh, I see.
007.
So it's like captain.
I thought it was an agent number.
That's what it appeared to
like
be
like a badge.
To me.
No, I don't think so.
Didn't
is
they
it
have
like
different
a,
numbers?
It's like E6, right? Like an enlisted officer.
Like how Will
E6,
Smith was Jay in Men in Black.
Yeah, it's like that.
I feel this like Q. If he retired, then someone else would get his number. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see.
Like a jersey.
Like yeah. A jersey. An international super spy jersey.
Yeah.
What's the point of the numbers? Is it just to identify them without having to say their name? Even though this motherfucker says his
name
all the time.
Sounds very agent to me.
This guy says
his name
all the time.
More than most people say their
he
name.
He never says 007.
And he always
he
says his last
says
name first and then his whole name.
Yeah, he wants you to remember who the fuck he is anywhere he goes.
It's not very spy-like is what I'm saying.
It was a more civilized time.
Bullshit! What do you mean?
Shaken, not stirred. That's what he means.
That's what he means. Shaken, not stirred. That's how he likes his booties.
How do you stir a booty?
That's exactly why he doesn't like stirred booties.
Sorry, I
did
I
you
have
cut
a,
your hands?
Yeah, I'm using Germex for the listeners, and I have a few. Oh man, that stinks. Feels kind of good though.
What is this, amateur? Yeah,
like I'm cleaning the inside of my body.
Hurt myself today.
Sorry, how do you feel about it? No one let you say how you feel about it, Burrito.
He's fine with it. He said he would watch a Jenny Bond, a Gemma Bond.
Yeah, I'd be into it.
Starring Gal Gadot.
But why would you still call it James Bond, though? Is it just for marketing?
Well, it wouldn't be James Bond.
It would be 007.
Because her name wouldn't be James. Yeah,
it would be 007. Like, it'd be 007. No, they don't say James. Do they say James Bond Quantum Solace? Or is it 007 Quantum Solace?
They don't even say 007. They just say Quantum of Solace.
I don't know.
I think that's where we're going, is that James Bond gets replaced by a female Jemothy. As Agent 007.
Yeah.
I guess that's fine. I don't know. I guess it's fine. Whatever. I know that I think the reason is cynical, but other than that, let it happen.
The reason is you.
And the reason
is that the saddest
song
of the 90s?
I don't think that was
90s,
though.
Probably not.
I'm with a lot of people, and then I want to see Idris Elba as Black James Bond.
Sexy fucking man.
Fucking badass.
I want him to fucking Peter North all over my dick.
You don't know that he's blessed like Peter North, but you're willing to find out.
Isn't that a weird thing to want?
You want some dude to come on your dick.
I thought you
just
wanted
so
inside
that you. Can, so you can come shame your dick.
Dude, I want him to frost my fucking dick, dude. Idris
so
Elba,
like, look,
call me.
Look, dick. Yeah, at Idris Elba. Brian Dimples McFly wants
you
to come inside
of
his giant
week?
Dick hole.
You know
his
what
giant
I watched
dick
this past
hole.
Week?
Seep in.
Yeah, what'd you watch?
Zootopia.
Ooh, oh no! Is he in that?
And it's got he plays the police captain. He's like a giant ox,
a foxy cop.
No, a giant ox.
Oh, foxy ox.
Yeah, foxy ox. I guess
foxy ox cop
or an ox cop.
Foxy ox.
But
cop.
Yeah, he's really good as the police captain.
Yeah,
but that might be as close as we can get to James Bond. Although, wait, didn't he play Luther? I guess maybe that's as close as we can get to.
Started on Luther,
to a Bond.
Hey, tell me about Luther.
I need to watch it.
I don't know.
It's supposed to be really good.
Oh, I don't
that's
know.
That's why
anything
you should get
it
started.
Oh,
that shit.
Because you don't know shit about it. Anyway, you just call Brian. He wants you to come on his cock.
Yeah.
And Jenny Bond is getting our buck, right?
Idris, come on the show. Come on my cock.
We're looking forward to Jemima Bond.
So let's talk a little science, guys. A scientific article from 2017 relevant to our show's explicit language.
Mm.
So the headline was, swearing is a sign of more intelligence, not less.
Where
some scientists.
Does cum rank on this? Is it the smartest swear words? Is that the listicle you were reading or what?
No, it was
Let's
just,
make
it was
the listicle
I know
smartest
a lot of dumbass people that cuss, but maybe there's certain ones that...
I think they're talking more about swear words. Cum wouldn't be a swear word. It would just be a word that would get censored. Swearing is like when you're angry and you want to use words to like emote yourself.
Like fucking,
express
fucking
yourself.
My
exactly.
gay ass fucking
sure.
pussy cunt.
You can throw cum in there somewhere.
Yeah, it'll just cum on my cock.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so that makes me smart then, huh?
Yeah. That's all.
So I mean, I guess I'm coming off pretty smart in this episode.
Yeah.
I feel like you're just beaming with intelligence.
I don't think using it makes you smart.
Fuck you, man.
It's
I think
no, it's how you use it.
They probably did a correlation.
Right. It's not a cause.
Oh no.
And saw that people who have higher levels of intelligence also swear a lot. Yeah.
Why are you crashing our dreams like that, man?
Yeah,
there's probably
science,
no
science,
like,
dude.
Causal relationship.
Why did
that...
you science?
Well, what they're talking about is like the choice of words. Even though they're swear words, it's just the way you
the
use
them. The creativity with it.
Just like the way you can use the F word in so many different ways.
What
it
you
shows how
Boondock
well
Saints?
You can like use the word. Yeah.
It
you know
certainly
what I mean?
Shows.
It's like wordsmithy.
Yeah.
If you swear.
It's like,
words,
it's basically fucking Shakespeare,
too,
okay?
So that makes you smarter, you know?
Yeah, it's like cum Shakespeare. If anybody asks you for a two-liner of the show, it's cum Shakespeare. Yeah.
Swear harder.
Cum Shakespeare.
Swear smarter, not
Shake
harder.
Shake up my cum spear.
Idris.
Wait. Spear me with your cum shake.
His cum shake in your lonely mouth.
Yeah.
Cum shake.
Yeah.
Cum shake.
Yeah, speaking of words, I like words.
Who doesn't like words?
I like words. I'm fascinated with words in other languages.
Probably Japanese languages.
That are like one word.
Like one word that describes a complex
word,
emotion.
Like German has a lot of these very...
Yeah. There's German has it because German has an interesting feature where you can just like push words together and make just one big long word.
Yeah, no spaces.
So that's kind of a feature of that language, yeah. But there's some in all kinds of languages. And Japanese does it a lot too.
Yeah.
And I came across this word grabbing articles for the Nippon News. And it's hard to say. Kuchisabishi?
Kuchisabishi.
Yeah.
Kuchisabishi.
There's two I's at the
Sabishi.
End. So it's like oishi.
Shabishi.
But it means lonely mouth.
Yeah.
And it's
Brian's
that...
lonely mouth, Idris.
Yeah.
Hey, girl, I couldn't help but notice you got a lonely ass mouth.
Hey,
you got a lonely mouth.
Hey, girl, I couldn't help but notice you a little bit. Kuchisabishi. Why don't I fill up that lonely mouth of yours? No, not with food.
See, that's why I put this here.
Yeah,
because I knew there were going to be a lot of nice,
a lot of nice discussions,
mouth jokes.
I mean,
I had to steer away from shoving cocks in mouths, but I like those. It's fun. Those words are cool, like the ones in German, and they probably have them in other languages where it's like a word for like the feeling that you get when you stare into the night sky and think about dying or something. It's like something
very specific
yeah. and
that
existential.
Right.
It's fun.
It is a lot of fun.
But
especially,
also, you got a lonely mouth. Let me put that cock in it.
You got a lonely mouth?
But this, so this one.
The idea
of lonely mouth is like, it's the feeling you get when you aren't hungry, but you want to eat something.
Like a cock sandwich, baby girl?
It's almost like bored eating.
Bored eating. I mean, people definitely do suck dick because they're bored.
Wait, but so, is this like, this is just...
Kuchisabishi.
This is just kind of like a word for grazing, like when you're just grazing?
It's not quite grazing. It's like what caused you to graze? You have a lonely mouth.
But is that a real thing? Are they saying this is like a real psychological thing? Or
is it not? It's a phenomenon, right? Okay. The phenomenon is you're snacky, but you're not hungry. You want to just eat something because you're bored.
To chew on.
Oh, okay. I see.
That's
but,
the
but
whole
But they
thing,
call it lonely mouth.
But they call it lonely mouth, baby girl.
Yeah.
Would you like a cock sandwich for your kuchisabishi?
What is y'all's go-to lonely mouth snack?
Depends on what I have.
Is this before I stopped eating all the good stuff?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Rice Krispie Treats.
Where the fuck are you just having Rice Krispie Treats?
I just have them, man.
Wow.
You go to Sam's, get the...
Pretty much.
Hell yeah.
It's Costco.
Yeah.
What's your kuchisabishi?
Me? Yeah, I mean, when I used to... I don't know. I'd have to think about it. Because, like, now I just, like... I feel bad if I do... If I have a lonely mouth.
You have too much kuchi?
Yeah. I don't indulge
Not
in the lonely sabishi. Mouth.
What did you used to?
I don't remember. I mean, it would just be candy or just anything.
Yeah, candy's a
What
good
kind
one.
Of candy, though?
Snicker
like
bars?
Like M&M's?
Snickers, Hershey bars. You guys don't like Hershey bars.
Regular I feel like ones? The most basic fucking... Not the good bar. Just Hershey.
Hershey's with almonds.
The regular one.
Okay. Hershey's almonds. I'm okay with that.
Sour Patch Kids watermelon.
That's not good for your teeth.
No.
That's not good for your teeth, Brian.
None of it.
Red Vines.
Wow.
Those Twizzlers. Have no flavor.
Yeah, those are. Okay.
I used to be a Twizzlers guy. I switched over to Red Vines.
Wow.
So.
No flavor.
This room is divided.
Do I have any support on the Red Vines?
I don't think you do.
75-25.
No. Damn.
No.
I'm on my own damn island here.
You're like a West Coast kind of red rope eater. Down to the South, we eat Twizzlers.
Because
it sounds less educated.
Twizzlers.
Give me some Twizzlers. Baby girl. Burrito, what's your kuchisabishi?
Probably peanuts.
Penis.
What kind of peanuts?
Course.
Unsalted? Honey roasted?
Penis.
Beer nuts?
He said penis.
No, I like the Spanish nuts with the skins on them.
Those are like beer nuts.
I like beer nuts.
But yeah, he likes the skin.
He doesn't want to call them beer nuts because we're going to give him shit for it.
He likes to fear the skin.
It's like, man, out of all the nuts, you picked the beer nuts.
Have you ever tasted skin?
I usually do half and half, like the spicy and non-spicy.
There you go.
Those skins really annoy me. Like, they don't belong there.
They do get caught everywhere, but
it's fun to like slide them off.
Like you're undressing
my
each
mom would
peanut.
Always buy them for my dad, and we'd always just have a big jar.
Oh, it's a cultural
and so
thing.
I just grab a handful of them.
A handful, huh?
Yeah. I dig them.
What's your kuchisabishi?
Me?
Kuchisabishi.
Rice Krispie treats.
That's right. I forgot. Yeah. You just have them on tap.
Yeah. It, I do.
Before.
Today when I felt like munchies.
When I just ate whatever the fuck I wanted, like Cheetos is always good.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Cheetos, I got the tub of Cheetos paws.
Oh, wow.
But they don't make them like
the little thing?
Yeah, they don't make them like they used to, though, man. They don't make them like they used to.
Are they small?
No, they're just not as dense.
Oh,
remember how the paws was like perfectly
dense.
Formed,
they weren't airy,
just covered in cheese.
Yes,
just like the worst thing for you. I think they, you know, because of obesity and stuff, they're cutting back on,
come on
how they
dude.
Make them. No, straight up, they're
no,
very
I believe
airy.
You. I'm saying, come on to the Cheetos Corporation.
Yeah, and onto your dick, Idris Elba.
Yeah, Idris. I don't know if you think I forgot. I didn't forget. Cop on my dick.
This is the Idris Elba check. Peanut M&Ms. I used to snag on those Danish cookies.
The can.
I
where
would
you would
buy
store
them.
Your
oh,
sewing
yeah, the little
kit.
It comes
in like a little separator.
Yeah, you can get
comes
them
in a sewing
it's
kit.
It's like a $1.99 or
right?
something.
Comes in a sewing kit?
Yeah, it comes in a sewing kit. But now I'm mostly just nuts.
Yeah, nuts,
you know,
are, yeah, nuts,
nuts
are my thing. Because it feels better.
Like
it feels,
Kind bars?
Yeah. It's just nuts. Just like mixed
kind
nuts.
Kind bars are just nuts.
It's at least natural.
Kind bars got like an adhesive.
Yeah, like a sticky
nut
adhesive.
Juice.
They got nut juice. See, when you put the nuts together for too long, they create what's called nut juice.
Right.
And they
just
adhere
juice
to each
the
other.
Nuts.
They adhere to each other. It's called peanut butter. Do you
so
know nobody...
Idris, don't hold on to it too long.
Hey,
go
you know,
ahead and empty it out on my penis.
Did you know Idris Elba probably didn't eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches growing up?
Why do you say that? Because he's British?
Yeah.
Why? Is that just an American thing?
It's an American
they
thing.
They make
apparently.
Fun of us for it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Apparently, peanut butter is just an American thing.
Can you validate this burrito? Because I'm not believing these guys.
Why is he the source?
I thought it was because
he likes
they
to shit
think
on
it's
your
weird.
Ideas.
Because
the word jelly.
We invented
the word
the
jelly
peanut.
To them is like Jello.
No, but they have jam. They
got
still,
jam.
I mean, their version would be peanut butter and jam.
Be peanut
if
butter and
peanut
Marmite.
If they had peanut butter, but they don't even
have
peanut
butter.
Butter.
Oh, that's weird.
They don't do peanut butter out there.
They do Nutella. Huh.
They do natural peanut butter.
Do they do Nutella?
Yes.
Okay.
It's global, man.
They do Nutella and natural peanut butter.
And Marmite.
And Marmite.
And Vegemite.
Vegemite, Marmite.
I think Vegemite's more of an Australian
Marmalade.
Sandwich.
Lady Marmalade.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually a great name, now that I think about it.
Lady Marmalade?
I like that name.
It's a good one. Lady Marmalade.
It's so...
It's soft and...
And you can taste it.
You can taste it. It's
what flavor
it's chocolatey.
No, yours is chocolatey?
No, the sound is... Lady Marmalade is chocolatey.
It is
sound.
The sound of
I
the...
I thought it was like orange marmalade.
That's the real taste.
Yeah,
I'm saying
the
sound.
It's,
what is it?
Yeah, it's
does marmalade only come in orange flavor?
I feel like it does.
I don't know.
I think everybody's only had orange marmalade. Sure, they've probably made other marmalades, but nobody knows about them.
Like Lady Marmalade.
They made Lady Marmalade.
Other flavors.
Yeah, Lady Marmalade is just dried up mucosa.
Why isn't Lady Marmalade?
To cover the smell.
Is my question.
It's too much.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Lady Marmalade just kind of rolls off your tongue.
Right.
Lady Marmalade, she hides behind the bedroom door.
Good song.
That's a sad one.
Lady Picture Show by Stone Temple Pilots.
They only have sad songs.
Tiny Music.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're like aggressive sad.
No, man, Tiny Music is not an aggressive album.
Really?
No. That's when they changed their sound up.
She doesn't know.
But then when...
Sorry.
And I won't tell me
your
name.
We're going to be clipping a lot in this episode.
Yes, we are.
It's actually pretty fun to clip.
Who doesn't like clipping?
Thanks, J-Mark.
Speaking of clipping, that was XX Quantum Minnow.
I want to take this time to apologize for saying XX Quantum yes last time. That in hindsight, that is a stupid thing to say, and I'm ashamed of it.
I think we all were. So thank you for your apology.
You're welcome.
You need to sit your little sexy ass down.
Julio Tejas, financial advisors. When you gotta move some weight,
why
wait? Julio will help you diversify your holdings. Flat rate. Oh, it's great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today. Or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
And this is the news.
A Polish woman sells parts of her body as NFTs, including
Polish
G-spot and nipples.
I read it as Polish.
Polish.
I think that's the only word in the English language that changes pronunciation when you capitalize it.
You can capitalize Polish.
True, but also when you capitalize it, it could also be Polish.
It could be.
So I should rephrase it then. Well, that's what you're saying.
I'm being pedantic about it.
Oh, okay.
So how do you guys feel about these NFT body parts?
You can sell whatever the fuck you want on the internet. I don't care, man.
Yeah, neither do I.
But the clit's going for the least because nobody gives a shit about that. Where is this G-spot? She's just selling you air.
It's not exactly a singular spot.
So it's just a mapping of the entirety of the inside of her vagina?
Kind of.
A 3D scan.
Cavernous.
It's like a connection of nerves.
Is she hot? Is that why someone's buying this bullshit?
Yeah, I mean, she's a performer.
She has a stage name.
Dota.
She's...
regular.
She's had too much work
done. She looks
like
a Barbie.
But also tell me that guys aren't going to be buying that.
Oh, of course. Simps
They're
are going to all simp.
Dumb, dude.
That's why it's called simping.
NFTs in general, am I right?
Yeah. This combines NFT and simping, dude. It's just
a Venn diagram of neckbeard.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, I don't know what this G-spot would look like, to be honest. Like a 3D scan of her entire body.
And then
body.
She just circled a random spot and said, this is my G-spot.
It would just be air.
Yeah. It also doesn't exist, and neither do clits.
Thank you.
And are these going to be one of a kind? Because she could sell multiple copies of
her nipple. I was thinking that... Well, and when I read the headline, I didn't read the 3D scan part. She was just selling like parts of her body as NFTs.
Not like the actual part.
This is your pussy.
That makes
legit.
Way more sense
I thought
to me.
It made more sense, too. Like, this, you own this pussy.
You would own the NFT of it.
Yeah.
It makes a lot more sense to chop off your nipple and sell it than to pretend like that to sell this bullshit.
Plus, it's a nipple. Who's buying a nipple?
Someone is.
There are so many nipples.
You make a jerky?
Yeah, but what if you could buy a specific nipple of your choice? You'd have an answer to that.
I don't know about that, man.
Think about it like 5 seconds and you'll come up with something, man.
Like a
burrito.
Specific.
Off the top of your head, don't think about it. If you can buy
Jillian
any
Anderson's.
Nipple. Jillian Anderson, really? Wow. Okay. That's fine. What's your answer?
I don't know.
I'm not going to buy an NFT of a nipple.
No.
A real nipple.
We're going long pig here, man. Of your choice.
Real ass nipple.
Physical nipple.
Physical
that's
nipple.
That's even weirder.
Five.
I think
four,
it's less weird.
Three. Give us a nipple burrito.
Brooke Burke is mine.
There you go. See, off the top.
It's
two.
Like my first nipple I ever saw. I think it would be like really nostalgic.
One.
I'd make a necklace out of it.
Would you?
No nipples burrito?
I don't want any nipples.
He's not going to buy a nipple.
Man.
That's bullshit, man.
Fuck
you just didn't want to take
your
shit.
Who's your nipple?
I'll go Olivia Munn. Why not?
Nice, dude. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Quarter
all
Filipino
y'all's
nipple.
Is okay, okay?
Yeah. Well, mine was Jillian
so is
Anderson.
Dota.
She's full
she's
white,
okay.
right?
But well, I didn't. Here's the funny part about my answer.
I don't understand it. It's a lesbian like, nipple, first of all.
Is that
it's still a nipple?
No, is that you guys? Come on. Let me talk about Jillian Anderson's nipples. Is that it's not even her nipples? It's just these like the first naked pictures I stumble upon.
it was deepfake Gillian.
Word was Jillian Anderson's Gillian? Head on a naked chick.
So you'd have to hunt down.
It would be that nipple.
Oh, my God. I love that.
So you guys
an
are just going off.
An impossible nipple. Yeah. So it's just Jillian Anderson's nipple to me.
Damn, dude.
It's not even her
nipple.
But
nipples. Yours, that's fun. Yours was the first nipple you saw on the internet? Mine was too. Yeah, Brooke Burke. Yeah.
Oh, so you guys are just picking the first nipples you saw on the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even
it's an NFT.
Recall that.
It's you an can't. NFT.
Burrito has an answer now.
It's just been a blur. It's all been a blur since your
there
first nipple.
Don't you guys
so
want to hear
nipples.
Burrito's answer?
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I know. He already had his chance.
It's not like he's never
David
seen a nipple Duchovny. On the internet.
David Duchovny.
Oh, that's fine, ooh. Dude.
Okay, Burrito, what's
ooh.
Your...
It's a nice pair.
Yeah. Yeah, we can like...
It's like an X-Files.
X-Files. These are pair nipples.
It was just one.
They're
pair nipples! Pair nipples!
It's got so many meanings. It's two nipples, it's a pair of nipples, and it's also pair of nipple.
Wow. Did you know you were saying that the first time you said it?
Of course they did, man.
I did.
Did you read the script?
Come on, man.
Shit, dude. Sorry.
Speaking of script.
Jar of Elvis Presley's hair auctioned for $72,500. No, it was just off the top of his head.
This headline reminds me of, I guess it was a documentary I saw, where they're talking about Elvis's last days. And one of the dudes who was like with him was saying like he saw him digging out the bottom of his foot with a spoon and said, I could probably sell this for a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Wait, where was this?
This is Elvis's last days, Presley.
This was Fat Elvis.
This was Fat Elvis.
Someone dying. Scooped out.
No, Elvis was scooping out the bottom of his foot with a spoon.
I've heard this story.
And
how?
Saying, With a spoon. I'm a spoon.
How do you do it? It's not sharp enough to do that.
Maybe the diabetes made the bottom of his foot. Like,
do you have diabetes?
Oh, dude, come on. Look
at it. Dude, it was Fat Elvis. Elvis.
Okay, so he's
in the like,
okay,
70s.
I'm caught up.
Maybe it was gangrenous.
And he scooped it out and he said,
I could probably sell this.
Which he probably could have.
If the internet were
around. Maybe he did.
I mean, his hair went for $72K. What do you think the bottom of Elvis's foot would have gone for?
Oh my God!
Given that his hair went for $72,500, what would the bottom of Elvis's foot gone
for? Well, since that story, that's a story that
people know. Along with that story,
yeah,
that would bump up that
quarter
price.
Mil, right?
Yeah,
yeah, probably since it's his flesh.
Flesh and story.
Okay, so if it came out that he actually did that, and he saved it, and someone found it, it would go for $500,000, you're right?
I said quarter, but half is also not unreasonable.
Yeah, some fucking idiot would buy it.
You guys have never heard that story?
I've heard that story.
Is this our Mandela moment?
I've never heard it.
Burrito, have you heard that story?
I had never heard it.
Wow.
50-50.
Maybe we told each other that story.
It makes me sad, the story.
I feel like we heard it somewhere and we can look that
up. I feel like it was like a documentary.
I will look it up while I listen to Fade Into You. And refresh my memory of Peter North.
Oh, look, we got another story that's akin to this story.
Yeah, speaking of auctions, Michael Jordan's used underwear up for auction. I think one of his bodyguards had some of his...
Swiped his fucking undies?
No, I just had it.
I want them to hear this quote.
Tell us about it, Brian.
It says a sports memorabilia website announced a pair of Michael Jordan's underwear bearing signs of, quote, definite use is being auctioned with a starting bid of $500. What do you guys think that meant? Me and Jim and I talked about it. We both have our... We had different skid marks. I had imprint.
Definite use.
Yeah, ball sweat for sure.
No, okay.
I had the imprint.
He had the stretching of the cock.
Oh, I see.
Of the
front. Yours is different. Ball sweat. What's yours, Burrito? What do you think that meant? Signs of definite use.
Skid marks.
Skid marks.
Yeah, you're probably right.
That happens to you guys in your basketball shorts?
I mean, you moving. Okay.
It says underwear.
Ball sweat.
It's underwear, man.
Also, sometimes you wipe and it's gone and then it just comes back.
Or if you just clean it up really well.
No, if you clean it up really well, it can still later on in the day.
Yeah, you just have like oils coming out of your butt all the time. You know that, right?
No, I don't.
You don't? You don't know or you don't have them?
But you're talking about skid marks. These would be visible, right?
It's called pheromones.
And you don't think, like ball sweat.
You don't think fucking Michael Jordan had apex pheromones enough to fucking soak some goddamn shorts?
Didn't have to be from his ass, though.
It was. It didn't have to, but it was.
It was ball sweat, too.
Okay.
We're both right.
I'm more right.
So speaking of auctions.
The U.S. Treasury is auctioning off an entire JDM Project car collection. Burrito, you bidding on this?
You know it.
The lot of Chasers, R34s, and Stagias can be yours.
Those R34s, man. Whew. Just buy the whole lot, sell two R34s, and get your money back.
Yeah.
R34s are going to be legal, right?
These are Nissan Skyline engines?
Uh-huh. I think so.
Okay. R34 is the chassis.
Oh, okay.
It's not quite the R32 most desirable.
One man's journey to document the strangest McDonald's in the world. I don't know if you guys are interested in this. It's just this one guy who just, he celebrates the most uncommon locations of the restaurant that serves as a common bond for most. Okay, I started reading. Yeah, he just like, he finds all these like McDonald's that were built and they were kind of, they were weird McDonald's. Like there was one that was made to look like a UFO. There's just
What about an LFO?
It's just like, it looks
they don't have Chinese food though.
LMAFO?
Makes them sick.
Yeah, it looks like LMFAO. I didn't really do enough research to talk about this, but I mean, if you looked at the, and this is also great for radio, but if you look at these, some of these old McDonald's, they're fun.
Having a farm?
Old McDonald had a farm? Did they have a McDonald's farm?
They should have. But see,
this
one.
Fun.
But it's just like nostalgic. And they got wacky with their McDonald's.
These are
thematic. That's a spaceship.
McDonald's.
Oh, it's more of a spaceship.
Like themed. Kind of like Fry's Electronics.
Branding was a thing.
Yeah, kind of like Fry's Electronics.
Yeah.
Nah, McDonald's always had solid branding, man.
Oh, that was there. That had nothing to do with that.
That's a trap, dude.
How does that sound to you, Burrito?
That's a man.
Do you know what they're talking about?
What can you do, dude?
It's a man with fucking knee-high socks on his
trap. We were accidentally looking at it. We stumbled upon
some
trap.
You made me accidentally look at it.
Yeah, and you liked it, dude. So just fucking deal with it.
Deal with it. Sunglasses drop.
Anyways, so.
Let's deal with some toys.
Yeah.
Since McDonald's interesting locations are interesting. But speaking of McDonald's toys, National Toy Hall of Fame 2021 finalists revealed. So I'm going to. Name them off. There's 12 finalists. And in your head, you pick the one that you would vote for.
Okay.
All
right. This is like the best toy of all time?
No. It's just induction.
Oh, so like Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Okay. Every year.
Only one gets in, or?
I would imagine the top three probably.
Okay.
But you want us to choose one.
Yeah. American Girl Dolls, Battleship, Billiards, Cabbage Patch Kids, Fisher-Price Corn Popper, Mahjong, Masters of the Universe, Pinata, Risk, Sand, The Settlers of Catan, and Toy Fire Engine.
You know I'm picking Sand, dude.
That's what I was picking.
No, I'm picking Sand.
We're all picking Sand. I'm picking Bratz dolls.
Oh, wow.
It's not in there.
Oh. I'm nominating them, and then I'm picking Bratz. No.
Bratz with the damn
Bratz
Z?
Bratz will come
with
in later.
A Z, baby.
Bratz probably has 10 years to go.
No, Bratz in.
These are classic
Bratz
toys.
In yesterday.
May I have a I have
like
some beef.
These are just Sand and Toy Fire Engine.
The Settlers of Catan? Does that count as a toy?
Tell us about it. I don't even know what that is.
It's a tabletop game that takes like fucking...
Battleship is
like
the
Risk?
Same.
No.
Like
Settlers of Catan takes minimum 4 hours to play. I would not call that a toy.
It was just selected to go in a toy
adults.
Hall of fame. Maybe
yeah,
there's
a
lot to be said about that game.
But doesn't a toy
adults.
Need to be like all together? It's like one thing you play with. It's a toy.
No.
I mean, they have Battleship, Billiards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Mahjong?
How is Billiards... Man. A toy.
Well, yeah, that's also pushing it.
Sand?
Sand is a toy, though.
Pinata?
Just be creative, man. Use your imagination.
Toy I mean, you do play with the pinata.
If all the sand is touching,
you need more than one grain of sand.
These finalists are a strange selection, wouldn't you say?
A strange brew. I think we all are picking sand.
Yeah.
What are you picking, Burrito?
Man.
You ate sand?
You ate sand?
Beer's not on the list.
Yeah, beer's not on the list.
I know. I was kind of gravitating towards Battleship because I dug playing with that.
Motherfucker.
I dug playing that when I was
I think
a kid.
You meant Sand.
Out of the 12, man, you picked Battleship as
I
your
know,
number one?
I know, that's probably the worst one.
I
Maybe it's American
okay.
Girl Dogs.
Toy Hall, this is National Toy Hall of Fame. How is Mahjong in there?
Dude, chill.
It's not even...
Hey.
Being a little insensitive right now. You're saying Americans can't play Mahjong?
Hey, come on now.
Be real careful about what you say right now.
You got one chance right here, right now. Pick sand, baby girl, pick sand.
Battleship's a fun game, but I think you're like underestimating all the fun things you can do with sand.
Sand?
You're sleeping on sand, dude.
There's a lot of sand
you
going
can sleep
on
sand. Sleep you on could sand. Sleep on sand.
I have slept on sand.
Well, you continue to sleep on sand. You're a notorious sand sleeper.
Yeah.
The notorious sand sleeper Burrito.
So we got a vote
it's
for
long.
Battleship.
And then three votes for
three
Sand.
Votes for Sand.
No, I mean, like, if I was picking my druthers, it would be Masters of the Universe.
I felt like someone was going to pick that.
But Sand is pretty hot shit.
Does have a much longer history.
Pinata.
That's the last one. That's the bottom one.
No,
what's the worst one on
Battleship
here?
Was.
Oh.
No, it's yes. not the worst one.
What? What's worse?
I mean, Sand's pretty bad.
No, but we all picked it.
We did pick it, but it's the worst one.
What's the worst one? Sand,
sand.
Is the worst one?
Pinata's
and
pretty
it's my
bad.
Choice.
Why is Pinata that bad?
It's not a toy.
Yes,
it
is. You play with it.
It's a toy
like
that you break.
Sand is better than the Settlers of Catan.
It might be, actually.
Settlers of Catan would be the worst one.
It is bad.
So goes Pinata.
There's a lot of,
Pinata's
no,
good.
Pinata's
there's
good.
A lot of love for it, though.
What? Burrito.
Yeah, because they're all nerds. You
Burrito.
You need to get their pants pulled down and spanked with moon rocks.
What?
Do you think Pinata is a toy or is it not a toy?
I don't think a pinata is a toy.
Why?
A toy would be something
you
keep around.
It.
No,
well,
no, it's not. It's something you play with.
No.
Nobody keeps
a
Catan after they finish playing with it.
A pinata is a birthday party favor.
Yeah, you might be right. You know,
it's like a soccer ball.
This might be a good test. If you can imagine this, one of these toys being a, if you can imagine it being a character on Toy Story, like Sand.
Pinata was.
Sand? I would love to see Sand in Toy Story 5.
They made a spoon into a toy, man.
That makes more sense than Sand.
Sand has a...
Sand's just
going
to be like moving. And
or
like,
it could just be in a bucket with a face.
Sand's got a chance, baby.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They got Squand.
Oh, they do have Squand.
So we couldn't talk about beer when we're talking about toys, but we're going to talk about beer right now.
When we're talking about beer.
Samuel Adams' latest potent beer is illegal in 15 states. So they brewed this
Pushy states.
Expensive beer, rare stuff.
Pushy.
28%. That's crazy, man. Beer's typically 5%.
I bet it tastes like donkey dicks.
It does probably taste like ass. $240 a bottle, though.
It's
like
I'm tempted.
A 12-ounce bottle?
I didn't get the measurement. We'll just
man,
say.
Man, that would seem insane.
I think it's one of those
$20
like 32 an ounce. Or like a wine bottle's worth.
Yeah.
240.
Yeah, it's just
fuck
a,
off.
Very low mintage, though.
It's a very, it's a high beast drop.
Yeah, pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah, but then you can't even drink it.
You would
you
if,
could.
You, if you
yeah,
want to flex.
If I had this bottle, I would
drink
it.
Yeah, I
would
want
absolutely.
To taste it.
I would
it's
say
only
the
240.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
It's at a price point where it's palatable to bust
it's
it open.
It's reasonable.
And
yeah.
I don't think it's going to appreciate in value
right.
either.
Yeah. You know, when
no one else is going to appreciate it but me.
When Julio's check clears, guys.
Yeah, we're buying one of these.
Well,
when
his
check clears, we're going to have to wait for 5 more checks, and then we can buy half of a bottle.
But you know what we don't need a check for?
What?
Men take vehicle with free car sign and find a body in the trunk.
Hey, so what? You got a free body.
I mean, if you drove by a car that said free car, how tempted would you be to actually take that car?
No, I'm not touching this
shit. Like, yo, let me go call my brother, dude. Hey,
I'm
man.
Not touching this shit.
It looks like a trap.
I don't mean to be a narc, but you got to sign the title over, dude.
Yeah, there's like very basic things that need to happen
going on here
in order for a car to transfer,
you get a salvage
regardless
title.
Of price.
But I would take it for a little spin, though.
You would shit in it and leave.
Yeah, that's what I mean by spin.
You would sit on the shifter and spin.
And pretend it's Idris.
Idris, ooh. Please, give me a fucking call, dude. You're probably just wasting it in socks when you could be covering me with it.
Yeah, why waste in socks what you can put on Brian's dick? Headstone used to make fudge restored. Oh, do we want to talk about this body?
Oh, we're good.
Yeah. Headstone used to make fudge restored to Michigan gravesite after 146 years.
I don't get it.
So somebody's headstone, a grave headstone.
There was
grave headstone.
Pass me down headstone that was used to bake fudge because it was like made out of stone. So think a bakery and they had this
tool.
Oh,
they used it as a countertop?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they didn't know where they came about this headstone. It had just been passed down
for generations.
Well, they
didn't even know it was a headstone until they flipped it over.
Right.
It looked like a cutting board.
It had been passed down for generations, and then...
They just looked like a granite.
And then somebody got an idea to flip it over.
Right.
After 146 years, that's fun,
dude. It's probably really fucking
heavy. This is a fun story.
It's probably a high-quality headstone.
Oh, yeah. Back in the day?
Yeah, pure marble.
Wait, do it...
1840s?
Been well cared for.
What's the name? Jimmy?
No.
God, no, I don't... I gotta
it's fine. You don't have to disable
that
block.
I just wish I knew his name.
Headstone used to pack fudge restored.
Okay.
Oh.
I just want to shout him out.
Headstone used to pack fudge restored. That was Art's oh, okay. title.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito's always dreamed of being a Japanese drone operator. Despite not being Japanese and only moderately good at droning on and on about his Godzilla toys, landing this week's headlines on a dime with all the gracefulness of a Godzilla in a tutu. Gira. This is Burrito's Nippon News.
Segment.
You know, before you get started, you're always sleeping on Godzuki, man.
What is Godzuki?
Godzuki should have been the one in the tutu.
It's a Hanna-Barbera Godzilla baby.
I feel like he has worn tutus
yes,
before.
Yes, exactly. Godzuki is meant to wear tutus.
He's got tutus on his fucking arms.
Oh, wow.
Weirdo.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because he can't swim.
He's all right, I guess. He's fine. I don't have anything against him. But
he wasn't Godzilla's illegitimate child with a blue whale, right? That's what I heard, allegedly.
Allegedly,
Godzuki's mom is a blue whale.
So you guys ever play with drones?
Yeah, on and on.
I have not.
Well,
but,
I haven't either.
But you got to be careful, because no drinking and droning.
Yeah.
No drinking and droning.
It could be
don't
dangerous.
Drink and drone. Drunk droning arrest, first of its kind in Aichi Prefecture.
That's like a province? You told me that one time, right?
Prefectures? Yeah. Well, it's like a...
Province?
Well, like a collection of cities.
Oh, okay.
Like a county.
Like a county.
County. Yeah.
I liked the story because it read like a... when you give a mouse a cookie...
Metaphor? Oh, okay.
Yeah. It says the suspect consumed 8 cans of beer between the hours of 7 a.m. and noon.
I guess he can get drunk on 8 beers.
In 5 hours? Sure. He's a lightweight.
But because he's lightweight. Mm-hmm. but while he was doing this, he got the itch to start cleaning his room.
As we all
and
do
so
when we're
he
drunk.
Did. Yeah. And while he was tidying up, he just so happened to find a drone, which he had bought a few years ago.
Oh, wow.
Took it out of the box. It still worked.
Fired
it up. And then he decided to take it for a spin. And when he did, it went through the window of a nearby residence.
Oh,
the neighbor called the police.
He meant to go. He was trying to look at those panties.
Ooh,
in
that's
which
what it
to
was.
Raid. Yeah. This was all a setup. He was actually trying to look on his neighbor, but then the batteries ran out. And it crashed through the window. So he had to make up this whole fucking lie about he had to slug 2 more beers and then say, I was cleaning my room.
What sucks about these is you can't do upskirts with them. I've tried.
The
people see them coming a mile away, dude.
They're a little bit...
you have to fly them really low, but you can't crash them
to
the ground.
You have to go fast, and you go with a really high shutter speed.
Yeah, it's... And then also they step on them and whatever.
You cut their legs with the blades. Not ideal for upskirts.
Don't drink and drone, because you'll get arrested in Japan. I think it's okay here, because...
This is America.
We can do whatever the fuck we want here.
We can do America. What we want.
In Slam City, everything is legal.
On Slam, yeah. In Slam City, everything's on the table.
It's a libertarian paradise, really.
Everything's on the table.
Yeah, well, speaking of nefarious things to do, Sega of America was taken to court in $5 million lawsuit accused of deceiving users with their arcade game Keymaster. Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Yep.
You ever played this one where you got to put the key in the little hole and turn it so that you can win the prize?
Mm-hmm.
I remember playing it when we were in Japan, actually. We were trying to get those stupid things.
And they took our money?
So it's set up to make you totally lose enough times.
Yes.
Wow.
You have to,
crooked, man.
It says that the machine wouldn't pay out until there had been 700 failed attempts.
Good God.
Bullshit!
The game is marketed as a game of skill, not a luck game. And so that was the deception part. Yeah. And so now there's a lawsuit.
I mean, I think there should be a lawsuit. This is a fucking ripoff.
Yeah.
I'm saddened because Sega created Sonic the Hedgehog 2, which is supplied me with so much joy in my life, and now they're fucking me.
Explains why there were iPads in there.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Keymaster games are like high-dollar items.
No one's winning
it's
those.
It's $700.
Yeah. Like, it pretty much pays for itself before it drops.
Yeah, for sure.
But it attracts everybody.
Keymaster.
Bullshit!
Yeah, well, speaking of Keymasters...
Hmm?
I don't know. That's not a key. That's not a segue.
It was a segue.
How are you going to do this?
Make some sense.
Speaking
to someone.
Of lawsuits and suits and people in suits.
There you go.
Here we go, man.
Businessmen.
Businessmen.
Salarymen. Yeah.
Come, Mr. Salaryman.
Hey, Nigerian Jamaican has made a return.
I think his name is Bumbleclot.
Oh, yeah, Bumbleclot.
That's a scary one.
Oh, that's not bad, dude.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
In the business world, a lot of times you will sign your name on documents with these little red stamps, or little circle stamps, stamped to paper. They're called hunko stamps.
Hmm.
Also, in Japan, there is a tradition of bowing to people in business when you meet them, or just kind of, you know, whatever.
Whatever, huh? So I just bow whenever I feel like
you. You just bow all the time.
I guess so. Yeah.
You could. It wouldn't be frowned upon.
A little bow wow.
Jesus.
But apparently, there's this tradition also that some people didn't know about, that when you're passing a document around, you have to get multiple stamps from like people in higher positions in your company. The most senior person will put their stamp in a
vertical
right
fashion.
Way up. Yeah, regularly stamped.
Like they'll stamp it and straight.
Then, yeah, they'll stamp it straight. And then everyone underneath them will stamp, their stamp will be turned towards,
leaning
towards, so that the stamps are bowing.
It looks like the symbols are bowing to the first one.
Over-cornified.
If you go like 90 degrees, maybe that stamp's sucking the dick, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Intimates.
Now I'm back.
I'm back in.
But so the reason this got brought
bowing
up is
not
because
bobbing.
I guess with everything online recently, they're doing like
virtual
online
e-signatures.
Like virtual stamp signatures.
Uh-huh.
And one of the options in the program is to turn your stamp to the side so you can bow.
I wouldn't do it, dude. No gods, no masters.
Thanks, garbage. That's
interesting. I guess if y'all want to simp for your boss,
so
go ahead and do it.
Down.
Yeah. Fucking simps.
I want to be the guy that stamps
down.
Vertical no matter what.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
I'm glad we don't have to do that here.
Top of the food chain.
Yep.
Speaking of food.
What did you say, Bob not bow?
Yeah.
You're right.
You know who's at the top of the soy game?
Soy boys.
Kikkoman. Kikkoman.
The wateriest down.
Show me.
Soy sauce.
Hey, can I just
here we go, man.
Yeah.
We're getting soy sauce wars.
Well,
I want to say something about soy sauce.
I want to say something about Kikkoman.
They're listening. Everyone's
one
listening.
One too many K's in this word.
Oh,
is that what I said?
Yeah, you're correct.
I know. Hey,
75-25
here.
You're correct.
Canceled, Kiko Man.
I bought my first bottle of Silver Swan.
Yeah, that's the best soy sauce of them all.
That is the thickest soy sauce of them
all. That's what soy sauce was meant to be.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
that's your money's worth right there.
That's definitely a Filipino flavor because everything Filipinos do just has, they hit it over the head with whatever flavor they're using.
Pow!
You know, they have garlic. It's so much garlic. You put sugar.
Pow!
You put sugar and ketchup in your spaghetti with hot dogs.
Bam.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
My Chinese ex's family.
Here we go.
Used to get the Pearl River. I think that's what it's called. Or Pearl Bridge or something.
A Pearl Necklace.
That one? Pearl Necklace.
Idris?
Pearl Necklace.
Exactly.
Idris, wrap your Pearl Necklace.
Pearl Necklace soy sauce. Interesting.
Tell us about the soy sauce.
But yeah, the king is Kiko.
So the soy sauce, right?
Yeah.
They make soy sauce. And I didn't put it
allegedly
together.
Kiko Man. I didn't put it together
that they also, yeah, Kiko Man makes
allegedly
soy sauce.
Okay.
But apparently
you call that soy sauce?
They just also make soy milk.
Obviously. Mm.
They got the soy supply chain, baby.
I didn't realize they were just in
they
the
just
soy
in the
game.
Soy game, yeah, you're right.
You know?
Not just sauce. We in the soy game.
Not only do they make soy milk, they make 23 flavors. Of soy milk.
Wow, that's too many flavors.
How
of soy
do you milk
milk
a soy?
Oh, I don't know.
You're telling me a soy?
Tell us about these nipples on the soy.
Those are the nipples I would buy.
Yeah, soy nipples.
Yep.
Here we are.
Soy nipples.
If kombucha had nipples.
So I'm going to read off this list.
23 of them?
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to pick our favorite one.
Processed soy milk.
That's it.
Extra rich soy milk.
What?
Mango. Malted coffee, black chocolate,
whoa,
melon, watermelon, white peach, mixed fruit, coconut mango, custard pudding, vanilla ice cream, almond, Mont Blanc,
almond,
matcha, choco mint, black tea, honey, black sesame, cheesecake, banana, and cocoa.
Wow.
Sounds like fun.
Coffee or cheesecake.
It sounds like
coffee
I want to try all of these.
Yeah.
Cheesecake?
They know how
coffee
to market it.
Coffee or cheesecake. It would depend on what I'm feeling, though. It would probably just
That's
be
true.
Almond.
That's
they got
true.
You reeled into buying their
I
soy
would
milk.
Buy mostly almond.
None of the above for this guy.
Or
this
just
is
like no flavor.
I'll keep getting my milk from the tap of cows, the cow tap.
I like the cow stuff, but I like the almond stuff and the oat stuff.
The almond stuff's pretty good.
Almond
yeah.
stuff's good.
Soy milk, I'm not really a fan.
The tea tap.
We want nipples.
This is why they're coming up with 23 flavors, guys.
They got a GU. They got a capital GU.
They want to suck us into drinking their shit milk.
Are there 23 flavors in Dr. Pepper? Isn't that what they advertise? It's like on their
ingredients.
Bottle.
23 flavors. You're right. It does say 23 flavors.
Wow.
Most of which
all
are prune.
Soy
yeah, maybe it's all the soy milk put together with some cherry on top.
Oh, wow.
Extra
we
cherry.
Figured it
That's
out.
Why it makes you shit.
So if you mix all 23 of these flavors, you come up with Dr. Pepper, obviously.
Dr. Pepper soy milk. Let's go.
chicken fries.
That was the Nippon news. Back to the regular news. But before we leave Japan,
this is a fun bit.
This is at the newsstand in Japan. Japanese grapes are some of the most expensive grapes in the world. In 2020, one bunch sold for $12,000. Just one bunch of Ruby Roman grapes sold for $12,000 at auction in 2020. That's about $400 per grape.
Mm-hmm. Are those calipers?
Those are calipers.
Okay, never mind.
We were talking about phrenology earlier. Burrito, can you tell us about phrenology?
Phrenology? Is that like the stuff on the bottom of the feet?
No.
No.
It's about kidneys, right?
Yes.
The head?
Yeah
it's about the head.
Oh.
Kidneys.
Bumps on the head?
Yeah.
Bumps and whatnot. Measuring the head.
Yeah.
It's just a valid form of science.
So tell me why that has what that has to do with grapes.
No, he was looking at the video of this.
It has calipers.
It has calipers, and he used calipers to measure the head.
What's calipers?
Calipers.
Yeah.
It's just a measurement thing that you can grab a little pincher.
That's what he's using to measure the grape.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
I
that
derailed
was so clear,
it.
Guys. It was so clear.
We got there.
But how do you guys feel about $400 grapes?
Not good.
I mean, if you can flex, you know.
I want to take your money away from you if you do this.
Why are they so expensive?
These grapes should have come from somebody's vagina.
What's good about them?
They're like twice the size and they're grown.
Now you're back. I said these grapes needed to have come from somebody's vagina.
Kind of like come from, what do you mean?
Wagyu grapes.
Put it in and then take it out?
Yeah.
It's like Wagyu grapes.
Wagyu grapes?
Like nature's pussy lollipop?
Yes, nature's pussy lollipop.
Okay, I'll do it.
But the bad part about that is now it's like the grape is body temperature. Who wants to eat a body temperature grape?
Well, you chill it. You dip it in.
It loses it.
No, it doesn't.
The flavor,
it loses it.
Yeah, it dissipates.
It dissipates, but you don't want like a faint taste though.
No, you want
the
full
experience. Full body?
What do we call Lady Marmalade? Grape? You want the full Lady Marmalade.
Would you treat these grapes like those mushrooms that are really expensive? Truffles?
Truffles? You would just shave them on a salad?
Either that or like just eat them like one at a time.
No, you
eat
that
would you
whole
eat it
bunch,
like a
man.
Bunch of grape?
I would just squash them and leave.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I was just going to turn it into grape juice and drink it.
I'm going to shoot these out anyway.
Yeah.
I would eat them one by one, but I would eat the whole thing.
How about you, Brian? $12,000 bunch of grapes.
No, dude.
He'd bring
somebody gave
one
them
grape
to you.
Per week until they ran out.
I would eat them, and it would be lost on me. It would be such a waste of money. I'd be like, oh, it tastes like grapes.
Way
to waste movie.
You idiot.
Why?
You got Lady Marmalade on those grapes.
Oh, yeah. we're still talking about that?
Yeah, that's why they're $400 each.
Why else would they be $400 each?
I don't know. If Idris put a little dressing on these, now
yeah,
we're
they
talking.
Were tossed around.
Papa Marmalade.
Yeah, some Idris dressing. Like
some Papa Marmalade.
If this was like a fruit salad made with Idris Elba.
Marinated in Idris's ball sweat.
Wow. Yeah, dude. I'm in.
How about you, Burrito? Tell me about these grapes. You going to eat them all at once?
Yeah.
Just as you normally would, or would you just like savor every bite?
You got to get one of those people that hold it above you.
Yes.
And another person.
You might
I was
going to
say that, Burrito. It's like hurt all over again.
Yeah, with fanning you.
This is like all over again. Someone has to feed these to me.
Yeah, if you're going to get $12,000 grapes, someone else feeds them to you.
Yeah.
If you have that much money, you can hire some little hotties to do that.
It's
got to
be the best maid cafe waitress in all of Japan.
And guess what? We're not just talking to them. We're not just... Isn't that what you do at a maid cafe? You talk?
That's what you do.
That's not what I'm doing with these grapes.
What are you doing with these grapes?
You get them to feed you their grapes.
And then we fuck.
Oh. You cheapened it.
Why?
That's a different kind of...
Such a little sexy you cheapened cafe the whole
that
experience.
You're going to.
You're here for the fucking grapes,
no,
man.
And the company.
You're here for the grapes.
I'm here for the babes, dude. The babes.
The babes.
Well,
babes.
In that case, you're spending way too much on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you shouldn't have even you're bought
right
those grapes.
Like, forget the grapes.
You're right.
Attack on Titan gets freaky-looking trash and recycling bins.
Yeah, this needs
grateful
to go.
Grateful Radio. You guys see these trash bins?
Yeah, yeah, they're pretty creepy.
So let's
they
talk about Vore again. Bring up Vore again, Brian.
Yeah, Brian, bring up Vore.
Yeah, this, I mean, this
are
is...
you jumping down that?
I'm not
you
a Vore guy.
You sticking your dick in that?
I got a friend that's a Vore guy. There?
You have a friend that's a Vore guy.
Although he's specifically only, well, he's only sort of Vore, which is
Vore.
He's
faux Vore.
Voreur.
Vorer.
Voreur.
Voreur.
That's different.
Or faux Vore.
It's like
Vore curious.
Vore curious.
Well, he likes mouths. Like he like loves like mouths and like them open the mouth.
He's into ahagao.
Is that what it is? But he's not into the swallowing aspect of Vore, which I think is the most interesting part of Vore.
Sure.
That's why you come to the fucking
party,
dude.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the entire... That's the thing.
So maybe he's not... He should stop saying he's in a Vore. He's
a mouth dude.
He's a tourist.
He's a tourist.
He's a Vorist.
A Vorist. There it is. A Vorist.
But, yeah. This is... I'm sure there's a lot of people, like...
Sticking their legs.
Yeah, jerking off.
Yeah, these things are covered in cum.
Yes.
They gotta be.
And you know what comes
they're
from
blessed
cum?
Blessed by Peter North.
Yeah. These Attack on Titans trash cans are blessed by Peter North. Three people were shot at Pennsylvania baby shower after an argument over gifts. So what were these gifts?
What was the argument? What is this,
amateur hour? The grapes. Very expensive grapes.
Damn.
And so they started eating them like they were just regular grapes. I'm just saying,
no.
They just taste like grapes.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Are these those Japanese grapes?
Wait, you paid how much for these grapes? You
12,000.
An idiot. Blat,
yeah,
blat.
That's what I would be saying.
Blat, blat. That's how you get what shot at a man's hour? Baby shower. Make fun of my grapes? Castle Law.
And you're just bringing this up because baby showers, bad stuff at baby showers is just a trope at Slam City.
You know what
bad
sucks babies. Is I don't think they even mention in this.
What the argument was? Yeah. It was
that's a very
story.
Important thing.
I just explained it. Ruby Roman grapes that someone paid way too much for being eaten like grapes.
I want to believe you.
And then
Arthur.
Everybody was like, these are just regular ass grapes.
Slam City news.
So anyway, he started blasting.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I mean, if someone was eating your $12,000 grapes like they were just grapes,
like
and you.
These fucking grape casuals are coming to my house
and
dissing my
just
grapes.
Just had your Tommy gun on you. Yeah,
hey,
you put out
I believe
the
you.
Ruby Roman grapes for the baby
I
shower.
I believe you. But my Tommy gun don't.
Damn.
Brand new reference for the episode.
Yeah, speaking of babies.
Speaking of babies, if Mom. You want to have a baby shower, but you don't got a baby daddy, you can get one off the internet, apparently.
Wow.
Mom what gives birth to an e-baby after ordering artificial insemination kit online.
Some dude just squirts in a jar and sends it to
Did you see the company name?
No. Brian McFly Enterprises. So she gets
it's Sweet Cum LLC.
Yeah, there you go.
That's another dude. Speaking of like being a soy company using all of the
whole buffalo.
That's what
the
we're gonna do.
The buffalo.
Sweet Cum. What was the other one? Okay, we're testing your cum to see if you have
a good diet. We're selling your cum
as
to
jewelry.
Broads. Oh, as jewelry.
And we're also selling it to broads to inseminate it.
Right.
Inseminate them.
Way of the buffalo.
Wow. Okay. Cool. Sweet Cum.
Way of the cumalo. Not great.
So she got this insemination kit.
On eBay?
Off of eBay. Yeah, off eBay.
What?
Does this stuff show up refrigerated?
It has to.
No. There's no cum in it. It's just an insemination kit.
So she just
like
goes
a turkey baster?
Cum.
She just looked
there's
up turkey baster on eBay?
Oh. There's an app called the Just a Baby app.
Oh, where you buy somebody's cum.
Where you find a guy
Brian's
who wants
already signing
to,
up, guys.
To be a donor.
I've never seen him type
and
so fast.
He doesn't
so
want
this
in on
guy, this guy went to her
no
house.
No strings attached.
Uh-huh.
And dropped off his
load.
His seed. And she used the artificial insemination kit.
Turkey baster.
To get pregnant.
Do you think it comes with a cup for the guy to nut in? Or why doesn't he just,
I think he
didn't
want to
have sex.
I don't know.
They didn't want to have sex. So
that should be an option, though.
Yeah.
Just in case they want to vote.
But if you were desperate for a second child, wouldn't you just call Brian McFly?
That's what I'm saying.
All that she wants is another baby. She's gone tomorrow, boy.
What's a netizen?
What is a netizen?
That's someone that's on the internet that lives there. Like these Chinese netizens who are angry at Gong Li for wearing Adidas. Point out that she's non-Chinese citizen.
So?
Oh, this lady has the gall to wear Adidas?
What does that mean?
Yeah. So
Adidas?
No, but why are they mad? Well, you
Adidas.
Have to be Chinese to wear Adidas.
Adidas?
Yeah.
Adidas.
You don't know what it means to wear Adidas in China?
No.
Oh,
so
it's boycotted.
Yeah, it's boycotted right now because they said I don't know, some reasons.
Forced labor.
Yeah, they didn't want to use particular cotton that's in China. But that's not the important thing about this story. The important thing is Gong Li.
Yeah.
And she's hot.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to bring her up so that I could tell Brian McFly to stay the fuck away.
Oh, dude.
You sound like fighting words.
We're fucking fighting here.
Dude, he's taking both nipples.
Wait, so I'm not even allowed to jerk off to her, is what you're saying.
You keep your cum in another jar.
Damn, dude. You
keep her out of your brain.
She is a national treasure.
She's a treasure.
She's fucking freaky.
She wears Adidas, dude.
She looks like a fucking freak.
She wears Adidas. She
is
looks like an
Egyptian.
Is that
why you wear Adidas, Burrito? Because Gong Li wears Adidas?
All day he dreams about sex.
She's, with Gong Li.
Gong. I'd like to bring that gong.
Yeah, no, Brian's looking for Dong Li, her brother.
Thank you.
Or Chong Li from Bloodsport.
I think she's like 55
like
at this point.
She's 55?
Yeah.
She's 55?
What?
I can't drive!
No, she's not 55.
I think
55.
She stays love. She stays young by like bathing in the blood of young Chinese men.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's not 55.
She is.
She's squarely in the.
She is in my window.
She is
in one of my windows.
She's in your second window.
Close that window. Close the shades.
Close the shades, Brian.
I don't want to see that shit.
No, because Burrito's gonna kill you if you go jack off to Gong Li.
Is she an AV idol or just a gravure model?
No, she's a legit actress.
Okay.
Oh, so she's at the top of the food chain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of food chain.
Stern unveils Godzilla themed pinball machine. Stern is the pinball company, not Howard Stern.
Okay.
Available in pro, premium, and limited edition models.
Wow.
And it starts at $68.99 or something like
$6,000?
That.
Yeah, it's like $6,000.
I was going to say, is there a tiny one so we can all go $5 and buy Burrito one for his birthday?
That would have been cool, but no.
Not for $6,000,
there isn't the arcade one-up version of this yet.
Not yet.
But
it does look cool as shit.
Yeah, total flex move.
They do look cool. Yeah.
Could you fit a pinball machine in your place, Burrito?
Yeah, it's big enough now.
In your tiny house?
Yeah, I could probably fit one in here.
Tiny home. Is that what they're called, tiny houses?
Tiny home. Man,
the cheapest one is $6,000 or $6,800?
We weren't quoting you on the most expensive one, bro.
$7,000. Jesus.
The limited edition model, part of the board is made with Godzilla's blood.
And there's a glory hole. And on the other side of the glory hole? It's a portal to Godzuki.
That's pretty cool. You know, I want the there's actually a Back to the Future pinballs machine. And
this is what Godzuki is doing for money nowadays.
Yeah, he's on the other side of the fucking teleport glory hole.
Just sucking.
Just being Godzuki, okay?
Two men arrested for allegedly illegal smuggling of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh,
so this happened
story.
In New Zealand, and they weren't supposed to go out because of lockdown. But
don't get me
these
started,
guys got
Jim.
Pulled over. The cops smelled something.
So wait.
It wasn't weed.
You can't
it was
even
KFC.
Fucking go to a drive-thru.
They were not supposed to go out. Why is KFC open?
You
or these
me?
Guys were...
They went to another area where I guess it could be open.
Or maybe it's open for
New
just
Zealand's
delivery.
New Zealand's an island.
Maybe delivery is...
Yeah, but they have different prefectures.
What?
You know, why would KFC give it to them?
Because KFC's like...
KFC doesn't know who
KFC's
you are when
narc.
They're giving you the KFC.
Also, maybe,
what I'm saying.
Maybe they're patriots and they're saying this government lockdown is going a little bit overboard.
Yeah.
You
the
can't even come to
KFC? Said, we're gonna
to the drive-thru?
Maybe they have to stay open for business, obviously.
But what business is there if there's a lockdown?
You got to pay the bills, man, every
you gotta
day.
You got to pay the bills. And, like I said,
you're
dude...
You're going to stay open no matter what.
They're activists. KFC, stay strong.
They're
Free Papa John.
KFC.
Led by a
Free
Colonel.
Aunt Jemima. Free KFC.
What does Aunt Jemima have to do and Papa John's have to do with KFC?
He's just listing things that he likes.
There you go. When was the last time you had Aunt Jemima pancakes?
I still have a jar.
I still have a box. My mom does.
There you go.
I like Aunt Jemima.
We all got it. What's the new name or something like Olin Mills?
It's something very
boring. It's
very
milk toast.
It's generic. I think it is Olin Mills.
It's forgettable.
Yeah, I think they changed it to Olin Mills.
Olin Mills pancake mix.
Yeah. Olin Mills goo.
Do we want to say anything else about this here story about illegal KFC smuggling?
No, it's fine. I'm done with it.
Texas mom erupts at school board over anal sex passage in middle schooler's book.
Uh-oh.
Let me read it for you.
Yeah. Sure.
Take her out back, we boys figured. Then hand on the titties, put it in a corn box, put it in a cornhole, grab a hold of that braid, rub that calico.
Damn.
I like that. I like how he calls
rub
it calico.
Rub that calico.
What is the calico?
The vagina, the cat.
Pussy,
ooh,
man.
Okay.
You can find that on
that's
page
poetic.
39 of the book called Out of Darkness.
Wait, hold on.
I don't want my children to learn about anal sex in middle school.
They need to learn about that in elementary school.
They learn about it on the internet, obviously.
Wait, but then, oh, put it in her corn. I was about to say, cornhole.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, whatever.
She had no qualms about this whole rape scenario.
Yeah.
She did have qualms.
The one qualm she had was that
the
they
butt.
Fucked her in the butt.
Hey, if my kid's going to learn about rape, he's going to be in the pussy.
They better keep it out the butt.
Better put it in the pussy.
Put it in the pussy like God intended. Like, Jesus. I get it. The kids shouldn't be reading that.
I don't know.
They're middle school.
That shit was great.
What does middle school mean, though? 4, 5, 6?
Wow.
Middle school.
Yeah, but there are a lot of books like that.
There are, but not maybe. There are.
Remember Johnny Tremaine?
Yeah, where he fucking got his dick stuck in the crucible.
Did
he?
Yeah, and it was all like weird.
I think
and wonky.
Middle school is 6, 7, 8.
Well, okay, they're definitely learning about anal sex and.
Yeah, they're just finding books with anal sex in it at the school library.
There's
I remember
so many
there was,
books with anal sex.
Love that calico.
Like in like literature, there's
Shakespeare.
I remember there being like little weird things, you know,
yeah.
Stuff about sex, stuff about cum, stuff about all the
Shakespeare,
stuff.
Like the encyclopedia.
Shakespeare's got all kinds of cum stories.
The World Book Encyclopedia?
I think you mean the Encyclopedia Britannica.
No, they just had the World Book at the library.
Oh, yeah, they couldn't afford the Britannica. They didn't get the guy to come door to door and sell it to
Excuse
them.
Excuse me, can I talk to the man of the house?
Mandible, that's what it is.
Oh, okay.
And that
was the news.
Sorry for clipping. I just can't stop clipping now.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Gats serves you
everything
in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not so infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, cause the crazy one has
everything.
No substitutions.
No!
Don't give up your much-earned cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have
everything.
So next time you've got a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
Well, I'm Booba Gets, and I gets it, so get it.
Burrito, kick us off. What'd you have for lunch, buddy?
Ooh, I had something different today.
Uh-oh, Quiznos.
Off with Boomchi.
Boomchi, I got this in South Slam City South.
Wow.
Before I drove in today. Mm-hmm. So it was leftovers from breakfast.
Oh, wow. Oh, the taco stand.
Boomchi. Part of it's made of flour. Yeah.
Barbacoa tacos.
God damn it. Yeah.
From the taco
barbacoa
stand.
Taco.
Of course you did. delicious, delicious barbacoa tacos.
Delicious.
Quite possibly the best barbacoa tacos on the planet. True or false?
True.
True.
Brian's
true.
Never had them.
Nope.
Oh, man.
They would transport well.
Is it yeah, they're, so the tacos? They're soaked in grease.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
I was el presidente of the Spanish club my senior year in high school.
Ask him how much Spanish he spoke.
How much?
Six.
Yeah, seis, I could say something.
Seis españoles.
Six words?
Seis españoles, por favor, si.
One of the girls who was in the Spanish club, her family owned the taco stand. And I went through the drive-thru one time, and she was like, el presidente! And they got my tacos for free.
Hey. Oh, wow.
That's the trick. That's the hookup. You get treated.
Yeah.
You're the president.
No, that's the slippery slope.
You didn't specify the pink
she
tacos.
She greased the palms, right? Now he owes her a favor.
Oh, wow. That's politics, baby.
That's politics, baby.
It's a rough and tumble world of politics.
All right. Ah. Fucking A right.
I didn't abuse my privilege there.
You ate free tacos.
That's not how the netizens see it.
Mm-hmm. You're going to get recalled.
Brian McFly, what'd you have for lunch?
Well, Jimmy Nani has to recuse himself. He was there.
I was there. And I'll give something from some other day.
Okay, Boomchi special breakfast bread.
Ooh. A bagel?
French toast?
Nope, nope. What's another one?
The last one.
Egg pancakes? McMuffin.
Nope.
The last one.
Waffles?
From a different
classic.
Country.
The last one.
Toast?
Oh, my God.
Texas toast.
From no. a different... Texas is not a different country.
It was a country.
Is. Okay. Different it is country. A French oh, special
French toast.
Breakfast bread.
No, motherfuckers. Get toast out your mind.
A croissant?
Uh-oh. Yeah, it's a croissant.
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 You had Starbucks for lunch?
No. We got...
We just went to Starbucks together.
People do that, man.
Yeah, people do that. It's, an,
really?
It's not that weird of a
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, they
like
sell
two
food
dudes
there.
Would just go to Starbucks together?
Yeah, man.
Did you get your first
mean?
Pumpkin
no.
spice latte of
two
the
dudes would just
fall
go to,
season?
Like,
yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Two dudes would just go to Starbucks together.
I don't see why
I'm
not.
Asking. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just asking.
75-25, dude.
Burrito.
You need to sit
2021, man.
Two dudes just going to Starbucks.
You don't have to suck each other, dude. You just go
I'm not,
and get some
I'm not
products.
Saying anything about that. I'm saying burrito. Two dudes going to Starbucks.
I mean, we've been to coffee shops together.
Starbucks.
He's specifying Starbucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to Starbucks
that.
With a burrito. I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't know why.
No,
you
wouldn't take
I'm glad.
Starbucks.
I think these guys
he's
have an alliance,
going,
Brian.
He's not going to Starbucks with me.
Hey, Brian, we could go to Starbucks.
Yeah, you guys go to Starbucks.
That's cool, man.
And then tell us how it went.
Why? What?
Okay,
what
so
what are you getting at?
I'm not getting at anything. I all just right. want to know.
In between the croissant is a...
Betwixt this croissant.
Was it an eggs croissant?
No, it was a... squarely. It's my favorite sandwich meat.
Outside of humans.
Hamburger?
Meats. Favorite sandwich meats.
Oh, was it chopped beef?
No, it's like a...
Chopped brisket?
Like bologna.
Meats.
Oh.
There was bologna on it.
Wow, that's
think,
one.
No way, no,
it's no way, dude.
No, it's not a part of a
salami.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
And
pepperoni.
Yes. I guess it's ham.
Like an
ham
Italian?
Salami.
Like yeah, exactly. What are you saying, burrito?
Yeah, it was Italian.
An Italian.
Yeah.
Was this Quiznos?
Wait, so you mix two countries?
Yeah, dude.
No, this is just Taste of Europe, buddy.
The Taste of Europe.
Oh, you
it's
guys
like
went
a
to
crossover.
Taste of Europe.
We went to Taste of Europe,
which is also known as Quick Trip, QT.
QT has croissant-wiches with salami and
you can put whatever meat you want on it.
Oh, and, you customize a croissant?
And if you swap out like one of the veggies, you can get free guac.
There you go.
Yeah, that, yeah
that was
that's an oversight on their part.
That
still an expensive place to get things like that.
100%
what do you mean?
Oversight.
It was like $350.
I guess that's okay.
That's pretty good.
With guac, dude.
With guac.
Yeah.
Like we fucked full up the guac. System and got free guac.
But they didn't have barbacoa as a meat choice, right?
Nope.
And the
or
taco
chopped
they
beef,
do.
Or chopped brisket.
They have chopped brisket.
They have a lot of
pulled
stuff.
Pork.
Maybe.
Man, you
maybe.
Can make yourself a French torta.
French torta.
That's what I was getting at.
French torta.
I wouldn't do that.
Sounds pretty good.
Anyways, that's it.
You went there too, Gemini?
Yeah, but
that's
I'll give
you
a
lunch.
Different one.
Okay.
I had a hipster meal. Boom
avocado chi. Toast.
Boomchi, a different hipster meal.
Ooh. Quinoa.
No. Mm. Yeah, Boomchi. Even $1 sign, Arthur wouldn't pay for it.
A salad?
No, you'd pay for a salad.
It depends on the salad.
Like the hipster. Think of hipster meals right now.
Food truck.
Avocado toast.
Like, what would be a was ridiculous a food, truck? Food truck?
A it, ridiculous food truck?
Vegan something?
No, it wasn't vegan. It was just, it's like the basic, most basic thing in the world.
Hot dogs?
No.
Fuck. Farm to table something?
Grilled cheese.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Oh, no.
See, here we are.
Multi-cheese.
Multi-cheeses. Boomchi, it had a side. What does... it had two sides. One was a very nice pairing. Boomchi was a nice pairing.
I think I was chips? There. I can't guess. I was huh? there.
Fruit?
With a grilled cheese sandwich?
Why not?
Yeah.
No.
Like expensive-ass grapes?
You have a bisque?
It was some kind of a...
Bisque?
A dip? Like a cheese dip?
What dip would go with a grilled
tomato
cheese sandwich?
Tomato bisque?
You got it.
Oh.
That's like an age-old
combination
pairing.
Is tomato yeah, soup yeah. and grilled cheese. Plus, I had a side of... I had a side of mac and cheese.
But did they do it right, though?
It was pretty good.
And this was a brick and mortar or a food truck?
It was brick and mortar.
It was probably $2 signs.
Yeah.
And you had a full menu to pick from?
I wasn't, maybe three things. I wasn't that hungry.
Yeah.
And it sounded okay.
You need to show up hungry next time.
Jesus Christ.
Get the steak.
Show up
Get the steak instead of the grilled cheese. It was like, yeah. I don't know, it was... You had a burger.
It was a burger. It was a good burger.
See? That's a good answer.
It was too much, though.
Yeah, it was definitely too much.
You can take it to go.
The Arthur and me hated himself. I winced. But it was a good burger.
Oh, the company didn't pay for it? Julio's checked
nope.
in cash?
Julio's check did not
didn't
cash.
Come in.
Bullshit!
Still in the mail. All right, Art.
What'd you have for lunch?
Boomchi. Gemini's had this type of food for lunch a few times on the show, and I don't have it very often. Boomchi. There is chicken involved and rice, but it's not a Spanish preparation. It's like an Eastern, no, not Eastern, but.
Do you had Indian food?
I did.
You had Tarka again?
It wasn't Tarka.
You got you 10% off?
This was made at home.
Tikka masala?
What? You made curry at home?
Why not?
Curry in a hurry.
That stuff comes in jars, right?
Nice.
Really?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I just dump some curry on some rice and chicken?
You can.
I'm going to do that because I like
Try
that.
It.
I mean, if you boil, like if you cook it with it in there, it'll
When I went to Target, that's what it came off to me as. I mean, it's nothing like crazy, right?
Hey, we're calling you out.
They're not making this stuff from scratch.
Tarka is pulling the shit off the shelf.
Tarka, you're on our naughty list. Idris, give me a call.
Man. I'm sure they make a brand that comes in
a
jar.
Get a can of that coconut milk and stick it in there.
Here we go.
That's all you need to do, right?
Hell yeah. It's good. I'd make curry at home.
There you go.
In a hurry? How long does it take? 20 minutes?
You just heat it up?
Not too long. Yeah.
All so right. That's what I had for lunch.
Congratulations.
Nice.
Burrito? Burrito?
You had leftover barbacoa.
Oh, yeah.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The cravings rising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of our belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidding desires? Then I remembered Tikkum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Zickum, president and CEO of Tikkum Farms. We farm raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get the Marty's pumping and those veins are popping. Thank Thick'em Farms.
Thick'em Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thick'em Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Fat pig. Fucking pig. Yeah, come for me, fat pig.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you, we'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play. All day, every day!
Stick it up your ass.
Thanks, everybody, for being troopers through the technical difficulties. We made it work.
Didn't seem like much. We've been through it before.
Yeah, good thing we had contingencies.
Good thing J-Mark figured it out quick.
Thanks, J-Mark. Saved it the day.
J-Mark is the thickest and the quickest.
Wait, so...
Can you open that up? Or...
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Was that too much? Hit him up!